someone's parking meter, pick up litter at a park, donate books to a daycare center, bake cookies for the office, call your grandparents, let someone in your lane, volunteer at the food bank, leave quarters at the laundromat or vending machine, or make a music playlist for an elderly neighbor. Join the Random Acts of Kindness movement and make it part of your daily routine. And let your children see your kindness so they learn the kindness habit too. Take the time to be kind. Everyone can do it. Try an act of kindness today and see how it changes your world.
WBUT Butler.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A historic Arctic outbreak is plunging the U.S. into a deep freeze. CBS meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
We have two major weather systems coming together across the country. That means major snow and incredibly dangerous ice across the deep south.
At least 15 states could see temperatures of minus 10 or colder. WREG-TV's Peter Fleischer is in Shelby, Tennessee.
Crews had been working since heavy sleet and ice arrived Wednesday night, and they've got a long week ahead.
We will be ready should we get hit by another storm.
But some customers were never restored from the first winter storm. Families are hoping for the best, but bracing for the worst.
Kind of preparing ourselves. If we need to get out, we can. And we're obviously going to be turning our water on every night just to make sure those pipes don't freeze.
All of Texas is under a state of emergency. With coronavirus vaccinations up, transmission rates down, at least four states have lifted mask mandates. But health experts say it's too soon. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
There is growing concern about the COVID-19 variants. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky with this warning on Face the Nation.
Now is the time to not let up our guard. Now is the time to double down.
Still in Atlanta, tens of thousands of people this weekend crowded indoors for a national cheerleading competition. This just days after Georgia hit a new single-day death record.
The president moves ahead with plans for his $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill this week. Correspondent Deborah Alfarone.
President Biden has said he is willing to compromise on who gets $1,400 stimulus checks based on income, but he may have to separately pursue a $15 minimum wage in stages. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders wants the hike included.
We've got to raise the minimum wage to a living wage of 15 bucks an hour. That's what the American people want, and that's what I intend to do.
Now that former President Trump's second impeachment trial has ended in acquittal, there is growing bipartisan support for a 9/11-style probe into the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Louisiana Republican Bill Cassidy tells ABC.
I think there should be a complete investigation about what happened on 1/6. Both, why was there not more law enforcement, National Guard already mobilized? What was known? Who knew it? And when they knew it? All that.
The Buccaneers defending Tom Brady's post-Super Bowl pass.
He can't throw it!
The daughter of the Tiffany Silversmith, who made the original Lombardi Trophy, is calling out the MVP for tossing this year's version around like a real football during a championship boat parade. Tampa Bay's GM posted a tweet telling her to lighten up. This is CBS News.
The Dell President's Day sale for business is on, with up to 50% off PCs powered by Intel Core processors. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
In honor of President's Day, Dell delivers savings to help America's small businesses get more done. Office anywhere, with up to 50% off high-performance laptops, desktops, and servers with Intel Core processors and top-brand electronics. Plus, refresh now with flexible financing options. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/President's Day.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
New strategies for selling longtime favorites.
Opening a box or package of Girl Scout cookies is a sweet sell. The cookie sales provide lifelong skills for girls like Natalie.
I want to create my own business. I'm going to have to learn how to talk to people.
The pandemic, though, has forced them to find new ways to reach their customers.
We currently have one girl who actually had someone from Utah that ordered and had cookies shipped to her.
Alicia Rourke is leader of Girl Scout Troop 94 in Vinton, Virginia. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A public farewell for Cicely Tyson.
I signed on in the Dye Plantation.
The boundary-breaking black actress will lie in repose at Abyssinian Baptist Church in Harlem today. It'll be a walk-by event with masks and social distancing required. Tyson died last month. She was 96. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Paid for by Asset Marketing Services, LLC.
Have you heard? A secret hoard of 1902 Morgan silver dollars has been found. These gorgeous 1902 O. Morgans are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 500 of these coins are available. Coin experts are calling the Great Southern Treasury hoard an incredible opportunity. Just call govmint.com at 1-800-859-1518, and you're guaranteed a mint-condition 1902 Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O Mint mark of the New Orleans Mint. These 119-year-old coins were found in sealed bags that have been untouched since 1902. That makes these unopened bags of Morgan silver dollars extremely rare. To learn more, call 1-800-859-1518. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collectors bonus package, a $10 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-859-1518 now to secure your 1902 Morgan silver dollar coins before they sell out. That's 1-800-859-1518.
Good morning, I'm Tyler Friel. It's a winter storm warning in effect for Butler County, and it runs until 1 p.m. tomorrow. So we are expecting two different rounds of winter weather to impact the Butler County area. That's where we begin our news. The first round expected to come right around 8 o'clock this morning when we start to see it significantly pick up. We could see some flurries or light precipitation prior to that, but as 8 o'clock rolls around, that's when we're going to start to see some steadier snow showers. This first system is expected to bring anywhere from 1 to 3 inches total of snow. Things would wrap up by noon. That's the projection. The next round of wintry weather, a little bit more complex, according to meteorologists. The snow could mix in with some freezing rain and some sleet. Overall, the latest projections have Butler County ranging between 4 to 6 inches total. There could be some more snow in the northern parts of the county, a little bit less in the southern parts, but that's where we're at as an overall look at your wintry weather. Again, we'll keep you up to date with the latest of what you need to know all morning long and throughout the day right here on the Butler Radio Network. VA officials are touting the success of this weekend's vaccine clinic. The walk-in vaccine clinic started Saturday at 7 a.m., which was an hour earlier than expected. By the time 11:30 rolled around, the VA had distributed all 700 doses of the Moderna vaccine. The Butler VA says they continue to schedule vaccine appointments for eligible and enrolled veterans 65 and older. The VA receives shipments of the vaccine on a weekly basis. Rite Aid is joining other pharmacies that will be offering the COVID-19 vaccine. The pharmacy chain announced last week that they will start administering shots. However, supply of the vaccine continues to be limited, so appointments must be made. The Rite Aid locations in the Greater Butler Mart and Point Plaza are currently listed on the state's website as places that will administer the shots. Butler County had 81 new cases of COVID-19 and two additional deaths over the weekend. That now brings the death toll to 354 since the beginning of the pandemic. As of Friday morning, Butler Memorial Hospital was treating 10 patients for the coronavirus, with two COVID patients in the ICU. One person was seriously injured in a two-car crash that happened last week in Clay Township. According to state police, an 84-year-old West Sunbury woman was making a turn from Euclid Road onto Route 8 North just after 1 p.m. Friday. At that moment, she was hit by another vehicle that was driving also on Route 8. Authorities say that a 69-year-old passenger in the second vehicle suffered serious injuries and was life-flighted to an area hospital. No other injuries were reported in the crash. PennDOT will be revealing plans for work on Route 228 in a virtual presentation tomorrow. The project involves the restoration and resurfacing of Route 228 from the roundabout at Saxonburg Boulevard to the intersection with Sarver Road in Buffalo and Clinton Townships. A majority of the work will be to widen the roadway. Other improvements will be made to drainage, signage, and markings. The project is set to start in the fall of 2023. I'm Tyler Friel. You can find more news, sports, and weather all the time on our website, butlerradio.com, and on your Alexa-powered device.
The Butler Health System is currently providing vaccinations for healthcare workers and those age 65 and older. They are currently only serving residents of Butler, Clarion, and Forest counties and current patients of the Butler Health System practice. To register, go to butlerhealthsystem.org for vaccination updates.
Join the fun this Wednesday at Tanglewood for the family and friends dinner and choose either stuffed chicken breast, homemade ham loaf, or English baked cod fillet with sides and dessert. Two takeout lines available and all CDC guidelines followed. Tanglewood Center off of Hanson Avenue. Special thanks to Zanella Mini Mart for their support.
Today on Hey Culligan, H2O for the office. Here's Owen in his office.
Hey, Culligan, here's the thing. 300 super thirsty people, one water cooler. Do you have anything to help?
Owen, we've got all kinds of office water options. Would you like a bottle or bottle-free cooler that can offer sparkling water, mineral water, or hot, cold, and everything in between water?
Yes.
Outstanding answer, Owen. One of each. Already on the way.
Let us help you out with a free in-office water consultation with a local Culligan water specialist at culliganpittsburgh.com. Limited time offer from your participating dealer.
The WBUT 70th anniversary celebration continues with another week of blast from the past memories as we have special guests hosting on The Breakfast Club. On Monday, former owner of the radio station and morning show personality, Bob Brandon, will join us. Then it'll be Jim Lockheiser on Tuesday. Pat Gallagher's back with PG's Playhouse Wednesday. And then former program director Sam Meinhardt comes in. And Friday, it'll be Bill Davis. Join us for some fun, some chat, and a little blast from the past on WBUT. Butt-kickin' Country, 1050 AM, the new 97.3 FM, and streaming wherever you are at WBUT.com.
Bartender looked at me like, pony up, man, we're closing down. I paid the tab, and I turned around. Got on that phone on the way home, ended up down the rabbit hole again. Funny how you haven't changed a bit, but you're twice as pretty. Glad you finally got to see New York City. And I know it's not a race, but it looks like you're getting over me faster than I'm getting over you. But hey, what you gonna do? I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere I can be alone. Try to let you go, something always reminds me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. Back then, I could have convinced myself that maybe you called when I was out. You didn't know what to say, so you didn't leave a message. And that you're probably at home right now, sound asleep, cause going out isn't really your thing. And I wouldn't have a clue what you've been up to lately, or who you've been up to it with. But when I don't miss your calls, I miss you calling. And I go round and round again. I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere I can be alone. Try to let you go, something always reminds me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. Modern love is the modern heartbreak. I'm just a product of my generation, and I'm about out of love watching you getting old in your life. Baby, I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere I could be alone. I try to let you go, and something always reminds me. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures. pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I bet breaking up was easy in the 90s.
Latest from Sam Hunt here this morning. 6:15 WBUT Breakfast Club here for a Monday morning. Welcome to a winter storm warning. Although things are not developing quite as they were anticipating when things were building here over the weekend, it's a little bit more of a quieter start, at least at this hour, which is good news. That winter storm warning went into effect at 1 o'clock this morning, but we're just now starting to see the front end of some of the precipitation. Actually, was getting a little bit of freezing rain in the last 45 minutes. Just starting that front edge, and you're seeing some snow with that as well. So we're going to start to see that overspread the area here over the next hour. Probably going to get a half inch to an inch or so in the morning commute here this morning is what they're anticipating. As far as the total storm, it's going to be a couple of rounds. We will see some snow this morning and then more accumulations maybe later today. Also, some icing going to be a problem, and it really is starting to look like the storm totals are going to be knocked down as far as snowfall and maybe increased a bit with regard to accumulations. They're talking right now maybe a 2/10 of an accumulation of ice later tonight. This storm warning is in effect until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, so travel could become hampered as we progress. And we'll have to keep tabs on things. Right now, we just have one school checking in, and that is Manitow. They are going to be doing a remote instruction day only at this particular point. So we'll keep you up to date on anything else that happens. But plan to have some rough travel at times as we progress here through the next couple of days. And it looks like we could have a couple of rounds of some precip here this week that we'll have to keep tabs on. Could be another round coming in maybe overnight Wednesday into Thursday. That also could be kind of the same scenario where we see some snow, some freezing rain and sleet during the day, and then ending up as some snow, and it may linger into Friday, so we'll have to keep tabs on that. Looks like this activity is all going to wrap up by maybe even the overnight tonight into early tomorrow, and then real cold temps coming in Tuesday night into Wednesday as we get down to 7. Right now, temperature readings here this morning are in the 20s, and we're going to stay there. At the moment, we've actually got a temperature reading of about 23, light wind out there at the moment. We may climb a bit today to the upper 20s and then kind of sit tight, so we'll see how it plays out. But we'll be in the 20s here today, tonight, tomorrow, and then that bottom out at 7 Tuesday night into Wednesday. So, yep, we'll keep you up to date here this morning as we progress forward with the winter storm warning that will stay in effect until tomorrow afternoon. 6:18 with Kelsey Ballerini. Coming up in about an hour, we'll visit with Bob Brandon as our blast from the past continues as WBUT continues its 70-plus anniversary celebration.
There are many people who drink in moderation with no problems, social, moral, or medical. They have learned to enjoy liquor without letting it upset the functioning of their body and mind. It relaxes you. Makes you more congenial.
I just had one.
This helps make a gathering cheerful and friendly.
It ain't my fault, so don't blame me. I swear I just came here to unwind and have one drink. The way it looks ain't what you think. This Cabernet has a way of vanishing on me. There's a hole. Water down this ruby red I'm sipping on. There's a hole in the bottle.
system, and she's paying for it.
McCollum, near number one hit with that particular song. He got into the top five. 6:24 WBUT Breakfast Club here on a Monday morning. It is President's Day, Washington's birthday, but the official observance of the holiday today. So with regard to that, there are some things that are shut down today, which is going to be, for those that get the opportunity to take a step back, a blessing, but we've got a winter storm warning, and it is just beginning here in the last two-hour period. We've started to see the leading edge of some of the precip, really even over the last hour, hour and 15 minutes. It has begun to do some mixed precip as it begins. We've seen some freezing rain out there. In fact, you could feel it coming in a little over an hour ago when I was traveling in, and now it's getting a little bit thicker out there as far as what's laying on the vehicles and starting to mix with a little bit of snow, too. So we've got a winter storm warning, in effect, until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And we're going to see a couple of doses of a storm that is going to bring us some snowfall, but also some heavy mixed precip. That's one of the biggest concerns of this storm. There could be multiple inches of snow. The National Weather Service calling for a total of 4 to 7 inches. But the ice mix may change that amount total. And we'll have to just see how it all plays out. But right now they are calling for some mixed precip moving in here with this now and then maybe later this afternoon and this evening. Some travel later tonight could be rather hampered as well. So we'll keep you up to date as we progress. But we only have one school checking in at this moment, and that is the Montauk District having a remote instruction day, full remote instruction day. And that's it for now. But again, we will continue to see how things progress. Winter storm warning went into effect at 1 o'clock this morning and is going to stay with us until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, this could be the first of a couple of storms that are going to be rolling in to our area. So right now we're in the low 20s. We do expect to rise to 29 and then kind of settle back into the low 20s. So not a great amount of movement in our temps. But it's interesting that the freezing rain is included with this morning, even though we're, you know, right now at about 23 degrees. But it shows you how fragile storms can be with regard to what they're going to offer you. And certainly this one's going to give us a little bit of everything here heading into the week. So it's been an interesting February so far, hasn't it? Lottery numbers from yesterday, maybe a double opportunity for you if you play the pick two. The number in the afternoon was 3-0. The wild card was 0 for the afternoon. 30, and then the wild card 0, maybe a double 0 there. 1-5 for the evening, wild card 9. 8-7-3 for the pick 3 midday, 5-3-0 for the evening. 3-7-4-6, your pick 4 afternoon. Evening was 0-6-9-7. Pick 5 midday, 8-1-5-8-5. Evening 0-2-2-2-6. Three twos in the middle of that, 0-2-2-2-6. Treasure hunt numbers were 11, 13, 14, 21, and 24. One player matched that. The jackpot had not been hit for several days. It was a $91,000 jackpot in the treasure hunt somebody grabbed yesterday. Cash 5 numbers were 1, 16, 19, 38, and 43. $350,000 up for grabs tonight. Match 6 continues to grow. The numbers 3, 12, 21, 26, 32, and 47. $3.5 million up for grabs tonight. Cash for life 16, 22, 50, 52, and 57. Cash ball 4. $96 million in the Mega Millions for tomorrow, $66 million in the Powerball for Wednesday, as nobody hit either over the weekend. We'll start with NASCAR, because they are picking up right where they left off last year, and that being weather affecting what they've been doing. We had a nightmare year last year with trying to get races in, and it started right off, but they got the Daytona 500 in. It didn't end until early this morning. Kind of similar to what happened with the dual races back on Thursday. But Michael McDowell, how many of you picked him to even be in your top 10, let alone win the Daytona 500? But he got it. His first victory in a cup start, number 358. He was in position to take the victory after yet another last lap crash, triggered by teammates Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano, who were trying to set each other up for the win. Keselowski pushed Logano into the mishap, and McDowell was there to keep the foot to the floorboard and pass everybody and hold off the excitement at the end. There was a drag race to the finish line when the caution then flew, and Michael McDowell goes to victory lane. Defending champion Denny Hamlin led the most laps, won the first two stages of the event, but failed in his bid to win his third Daytona 500 in a row. But boy, he's been dominant at Daytona for sure. So they get the race in, and they'll stay there for next week, as they'll run the road course this week, and we'll have coverage of that as well. But boy, they got the race underway yesterday. It didn't look good. They dealt with a lot of rain in Daytona the last several days, and were able to get the race underway yesterday at its expected time, but they got just about 15 laps in, and there was a big wreck. And right as that happened, lightning would force at least a 30-minute delay, but as they were waiting for that delay, the rain moved in, and it settled in over the track for for quite some time. In fact, the race was delayed for nearly 6 hours. They didn't get things started back up until nightfall down in Florida. Pittsburgh Penguins were defeating the Washington Capitals 6-3 yesterday at PPG Paints Arena. Arguably the best game of the year for the Pens thus far, even though they got behind early, but they built a 2-goal lead for the first time in their 15 games this season. Penn scored twice in 30 seconds in the first period and snapped a lengthy power play scoreless streak in that game. They'll face off with the Caps again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock airtime, or face-off, that is, airtime on WISR at 6:30. Daniel Berger wins the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Some high school basketball over the weekend, a thriller. You may have heard this on WBUT Saturday afternoon. Butler holds off North Hills 69-68. Devin Carney led the Golden Tornado with 28. Early in the morning, Hampton beat Knock 55-46. Seneca Valley boys beat North Catholic. Mars girls lost to Hampton. North Catholic girls beat Our Lady of Sacred Heart. Shenango girls beat Portersville Christian. We'll check in with Tyler Friel and news headlines. Once again, winter storm warning in effect. We are seeing the precip out there right now, so be extra cautious as you venture your way out today. We're seeing a mix of precip and snow at the moment. Going to continue that here this morning and maybe add some snow accumulations with this as well. And then another round of this storm coming in later tonight into the overnight. Right now, Montauk District, full remote learning today. That's the only one school that we've heard from thus far to begin our Monday morning here, President's Day. Coming up, we'll be visiting next hour with Bob Brandon. He's going to come in. Very familiar voice to WBUT listeners, former owner of the radio stations. Now we're looking forward to visiting with Bob here today. That'll be coming up 7 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, our news update coming your way next, brought to you by Butler County Ford, home of the 2021 Bronco Sport Test Drive 1 today.
Stay up to date with the Butler Radio Network. Sign up to get the latest headlines emailed to your inbox twice a day. The Butler Radio News Sheet is delivered weekday mornings by 8 a.m., and our lunch break update arrives just in time for lunch at noon. Sign up for one or both. Go to butlerradio.com and click subscribe now.
Good morning, I'm Tyler Friel. Winter storm warning is in effect for Butler County. It runs until 1 p.m. and we're tracking two different systems that are going to impact our Monday and Monday night. So right now, the first system is expected to arrive here within the next couple of hours. 8 a.m. is really when we're going to start to see things pick up in terms of snow totals. And it will accumulate fairly quickly. We're expected to receive anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snow in this first round, but that system should be out of the way by noon. A fairly dry afternoon before we start to see the precip kick up again later this evening. Now, this is a bit a more complex system, number two, that comes in. Wintry mix is what we're expecting. Snow really to start out, then you could start to see some freezing rain, some sleet, and then just even some rain showers get thrown into that wintry mix toward the evening. Right now, overall predictions in terms of totals, according to the National Weather Service, between 4 to 6 inches total by the time things are said and done. Now, the northern regions are most likely expected to see some more. We're talking the Slippery Rock area, especially toward out to Newcastle is another area where you could start to see more snow. The more south you go, the less likely it is that those accumulating, that the snow, rather, will be persistent all evening long. So that's the latest on the winter weather front. Of course, we'll keep you up to date with the latest that you need to know all morning long right here on the Butler Radio Network. Butler VA officials are touting the success of this weekend's vaccine clinic. The walk-in vaccine clinic started Saturday at 7 a.m., which was an hour earlier than expected. By the time 11:30 rolled around, the VA had distributed all 700 doses of the Moderna vaccine. The Butler VA says they continue to schedule vaccine appointments for eligible and enrolled veterans 65 and older. Butler Health System, meanwhile, continues to serve as the main distributor of the COVID-19 vaccine in the county. While officials say they can now administer up to 1,200 shots per day, Chief Medical Officer Dr. David Roddinghouse is hopeful production of the vaccine will escalate quickly.
I really trust and have a lot of faith that the feds and the state are coordinating as best they can. Again, they're just limited by supply, but I think we'll catch up quickly, and I think as more candidate vaccines come forward, and it would anticipate Johnson & Johnson getting approved, distribution will increase and access to vaccine will continue to increase.
Right now, the hospital is vaccinating healthcare workers and those 65 and older. Rodinghouse says that residents should keep an active eye on the hospital's website for scheduling.
Checking every few days is probably best. You know, we generally find out early in the week what our shipment is going to be and how much we're going to get, and then we open up appointments based on the numbers from there.
So far, over 20,000 county residents have received at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. This weekend, there were 81 new cases of COVID-19 and two additional deaths for the county. That now brings the total to 354 total deaths. As of Friday morning, Butler Memorial Hospital was treating 10 patients for the coronavirus, with two COVID patients in the ICU. I'm Tyler Friel. You can find more news, sports, and weather all the time on our website, butlerradio.com, and on your Alexa power device. And again, keep it right here all morning long as we provide you with the latest you need to know about the winter weather that's impacting our area.
CBS News Brief. A massive winter storm is plunging the country into a dangerous deep freeze. Marty Booz is with Houston's fire department.
We have several freeways and bridges that are closed. We're encouraging the citizens, if at all possible, to stay at home and avoid travel.
Parts of Texas seeing their first snowfalls in almost 6 years. The head of the CDC is calling out at least four states for lifting mask restrictions. Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells CBS.
We're not out of the woods yet. We need to get our kids back to school. We need to get our communities back to some normal functioning before we can start thinking about letting up our mitigation strategies.
As soon as former President Trump's second impeachment trial ended in acquittal, calls for a 9/11 style probe into the attack on the Capitol grew louder. Louisiana Republican Bill Cassidy tells ABC.
What was known, who knew it, when they knew it, all that, because that builds the basis so this never happens again in the future.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
It's the 2021 Bronco Sport. You've been asking about it, and we've got it at Butler County Ford. Actually, we've got a couple of them, and they're pretty sharp looking, starting at just a little over $28,000. Take a test drive. Butler County Ford, downtown Butler.
Motion Furniture. You've heard of it, right? Motion Furniture. Fabulous motion reclining sofas, chairs, allowing individuals to recline at their desired level without affecting anyone else. The Motion Furniture at R.W. McDonald & Sons. Just incredible comfort with upholstery options and colors. From motion sofas to recliners to lift chairs, some Motion Furniture even features massage components, built-in fold-down tables, cup holders, and consoles for storage. See the complete line of Motion Furniture at R.W. McDonald & Sons. 1667 North Main Street Extension in Butler. Complete comfort in motion.
Make it Agway all the time. It's Agway.
Count on Butler Agway for everything outdoors or indoors. Stock up on Appalachia pellets for your wood stoves to keep you toasty, and ice melt. The magic salt is still on sale at buy two, get one free. Butler Agway stocks so many delicious and nutritious foods for your pets, all formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the Association of American Feed Control. Oh, and don't forget the dog licenses. Get those at Agway too. Seeds are coming in, so start your indoor beds with early vegetables so they'll be ready to go when it's time. You can always count on Butler Agway for all your needs, seeds, and feeds. Butler Agway, Route 68, just west of Butler.
Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, Corks Lane, just behind the Farm Show grounds, is more than bottled water. They install water purification system. They service your rain soft water softener or install a new rain soft unit. And Cargill Salt for the units. Cargill, the leading company in the good old USA to manufacture salt for your water unit. Don't play games with what goes into your body or the water you bathe in. Call Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service and order your Cargill Salt today. Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service and Cargill Salt. Call 724-282-6160 today.
This local news update on WBUT 1050 AM and the new 97.3 FM brought to you by Butler County Ford, home of the 2021 Bronco Sport. Test drive one today at Butler County Ford.
People in our county struggle with hunger. And to help, WISR normally hosts the February Men Who Cook event. This is in conjunction with Armstrong's Breaking Bread Initiative to assist the local St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank. However, this fundraiser has been postponed due to the pandemic, but we're still hosting a food drive in our studios, co-sponsored by WC Racely Resellers. Could you consider possibly donating a few non-perishable items, as the much-needed items of pasta, sauce, soup, cereal, and peanut butter are always in need? Items can be dropped off at our studios at 252 Pillow Street, or you can make a financial donation directly to St. Vincent de Paul. We promise that the Men Who Cook event will return for our community to enjoy, so we can continue our legacy of assisting others. And we thank you for your ongoing support.
He's a phone call to his parents. He's a Bible by the bed. He's the t-shirt that I'm wearing. He's a song stuck in my head. He's solid and he's steady like the Allegheny runs. He knows just where he's going and he's proud of where he's from. One of the good ones. He's one of the good ones. A love me like he should want, like he wrote the good one. The kind you find when you don't even love one. Anybody can be good ones, but he's good. Nobody does it better, all the way he pulls me in. I've known a couple bad ones, but they all hit me to him. He's one of the good ones. A love me like he should want, like he wrote the good one. The kind you find when you don't even love one. Anybody can be good ones, but he's
Kickin' Country begins your day with the WBUT Breakfast Club from 5:30 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on 1050 a.m., the new 97.3 FM, and online, WBUT.com.
Yeah, check us out. And a winter storm warning in effect. We are starting to get some information to add to our school information list. We've just heard from the Mars and Seneca Valley school districts here today. They are going to be doing full remote learning, joining Monotaw in that same scenario. So they'll be closed for in-person attendance and do full remote learning. We're also hearing from another couple of schools as we speak here. So we'll keep you up to date on that. Tyler Friel on the phone at the very moment. So we'll play you some Brooks and Dunn and come back and talk more about the winter weather that we're dealing with here this morning.
Sometimes I think about how lucky I am to live where I do, yeah. be what I can. And to know that you're mine when I'm holding you close, and to never forget what matters the most. Yeah. Oh. When the world reminds me, I got to take the time to breathe. Fight for the right to be free. Smile at what my children might be. And live with you beside me all of my dying day. As long as we're here, you know I'll always be there. If we're down to nothing, we've still got so much to share. And I know I've been given so much more than I deserve. Gonna live every day like it's my last. Baby, I'll always put you first. I'm on a run with the wind behind me. Have fun when the sun is shining. And stop when the world reminds me. I got to take the time to pray. And fight for the right to be free. Smile at what my children might be. And live with you beside me all of my dying day. Travel, yes, sit tall in the saddle. Know when I pick my battles, not to be afraid. And fight for the right to be free. Smile at what my children might be. And live with you beside me all of my dying day. Oh, I'm gonna run with the wind behind me. Have fun when the sun is shining. And stop when the world reminds me. I got to take the time. The right to be free, smile at what my children might be, and live with you beside me all of my dying days.
It's Brooks and Dunn here this morning. 648 WBUT Breakfast Club. We did just hear from another school. Butler Area School District is going to close today, and they're going to do a full snow day. So no remote instruction here today. Butler Area, full snow day, no remote instruction. St. Wendelin's has also closed. They will do a full remote with instruction beginning at 9:50. Some other schools closing but doing remote learning, and that's Mars, Monita, and also Seneca Valley here this morning. Monita, Seneca Valley, and Mars will close and do full remotes. But the Butler School District, no remote instruction. They're going to use a full snow day. So, again, now we're seeing some snow out there. Now, it began as some freezing rain about an hour and a half ago, and then mixed with that snow, and now we're going to see the snow here for the next couple of hours. So just plan to use extra time if you can take a little time away. Stay off the roads here for a bit. But we've got a couple of rounds of this particular storm going to come our way, and we'll keep you up to date on that as we progress. And certainly, with regard to the school information, we'll keep you up to date on that as well. Here's some Clay Walker on The Breakfast Club, about 6:49.
When you left, I told myself I wouldn't let you haunt my mind. I'd be strong, I'd carry on, and leave the past behind. I'd just forget we ever met and find somebody new. And now I want you to know I'm almost over you. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake. And when I'm sleeping, girl, you never even cross my mind. Except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry. Only on days that end in Y. I
bet I've been going through a bad withdrawal. But you can bet I had to let you walk before I'd crawl. I got my pride, wrong or right, I'm gonna stand my ground. And I ain't gonna let your memory get me down. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake. And when I'm sleeping, girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days that end in Y. When you walked out, I was just about to break down and beg you not to go. But if you wanna come home, it's only fair that you should know. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I kiss somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake. When I'm sleeping, girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, only on days that end in Y. And only on days that end in Y.
We got a pontoon boat with a Yamaha. People dress like they're in Panama. Small town spring break every weekend around this place. And there's a bunch of boys trying to catch the eyes of all the pretty girls that are walking by. And those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, tan lines and gas station cheap sunglasses. They're coming here from all around to get a little southbound, upbound Tennessee, honey, cotton, a bus. Them south sounds outbound, some are dripping off of us. From the river bank to the party cold, long as it floats, we'll rock the boat. And it's all looking up when we get down, yeah. An old wig zone. Katie's the one that should take it slow. She's dancing on the dock, and it's only 2 o'clock. Yeah, the fish ain't biting, cause the party's on. Oh man, I'm thinking about going home. But those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, they're gonna get a little southbound, upbound Tennessee, honey, kind of us. Them south sounds upbound, summer dripping off of us. Cold. Long as it floats, we'll rock the boat. And it's all looking up when we get down, yeah. And get a little southbound, southbound. Get a little southbound, southbound. Hold on. Get a little southbound, unwound Tennessee, honey, kind of bus. Them south sounds outbound, some are dripping off of us. From the riverbank to the party cold, long as it flows, we'll rock the boat. We'll be right back.
Do you have an Amazon Echo, Tap, or Dot in your home? If you do, you can load the new Butler Radio News skill and get the latest local news, sports, and weather from Alexa anytime you want. The Butler Radio News skill is the area's only skill to offer local news, sports, and weather. To get the skill, open your Alexa app, search for Butler Radio News, and enable the skill. It's that simple. Alexa, what's in the news?
From the Butler Radio Network, here is the latest news.
The Butler Radio Network is proud to be a leader in providing up-to-date local content to you on the devices you use, on your radio, your computer or tablet, your smartphone, and now on your Amazon Alexa device.
We have just hit 6:56 in the morning here on the WBUT Breakfast Club. Winter storm warning in effect until tomorrow, but we are starting to see some precip. Not beginning when they initially put the winter storm warning into effect like they thought it may. It began as a bit of some freezing rain and a wintry mix here this morning, and now progressing into some snowfall. But things icing up in a few spots, according to some of the reports, and as a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons why the Butler Area School District decided to close their doors today. They're going to do a full remote full snow day with no remote instruction for the Butler students today. There will be no school. St. Wendelin's going to go full remote instruction beginning at 9:50. And three other schools we've heard from so far, Mars, Monita, and Seneca Valley, they're going to do full remote instruction today. But the Butler District doing a full snow day with no remote instruction. So just be careful if you do have to venture out here this morning. We're in the low 20s at the moment. Going to stay in the 20s today, this winter weather advisory in effect through tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. We have a very familiar voice in the studio here this morning that is going to visit. He's going to visit with us for the next couple of hours as we got to continue our blast from the past. And a gentleman who is joining us this morning that I'm sure many of you have heard on the radio or met in person, former owner of the station, former morning show guy. And the reason I'm actually sitting here because he hired this college student and let him in his building many years ago. Mr. Bob Brandon is here. But good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome back to a snow day. Yeah, I don't remember these, I'm sure.
You know how I know you're the boss here this morning? Your microphone's bigger than this one over here, though. You're in charge. You can kick me out if you want.
Oh, we don't want to do that. We have a lot to talk about and some old memories. And yeah. You've brought some fun things, too, that we're going to chat about. But, boy, it's great to have you back on the air here, Bob.
I brought a couple early pictures of you.
Oh, my goodness.
I wish this was TV. It's going to blow your mind.
Did I have hair back then?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice hair.
Yes.
A lot nicer than mine.
We have, you want to talk about a blast from the past. I'm anxious to share this down the road as well, as you've brought some old vintage sound from years ago, too. So we'll have to dig into that a little bit, but do you remember what the last you were on the air? Was that late 90s?
At the end of 96.
96.
No, wait a minute. No, at the end of 97.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been out of here on parole for over 20 years now.
Wow. Time flies. It's amazing. But and then that would have been, we would have been out in Center Township at the old Landmark Bank building. Wasn't it a Landmark?
That's right. And you were at Sunset Drive Studio, too, for
a
while.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have news at 7?
Yeah, check in on that.
We'll do this after we come back.
Yeah, but just do some reminiscing and have
some fun. I'm going to really irritate you this morning.
Uh-oh. Good. Well, I'm glad you're here. Temperature reading right now is hanging out here at about 23, and we do have a little bit of light wind. But, again, winter weather advisory in effect until tomorrow. We're going to be dealing with a couple of rounds of this precip here and dealing with it right now. 22 degrees, north wind at 5 at the moment. Winter weather advisory or winter storm warning, that is, until 1 o'clock tomorrow. So we'll keep you up to date, certainly with schedule changes as well as we progress forward here this morning. But another challenging February day. And that's all but probably because we were bragging about how January left us alone. And this is anything but that so far. But we'll check in on the news headlines. CBS First this morning, brought to you by the Butler Transit Authority, operators of the bus. WBUT Butler on this Monday, February 15th.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A historic polar vortex is creating a deep snowy freeze across the country with wind chills as low as 30 degrees below zero and snow as far south as the Texas Gulf Coast. Marty Booz is a spokesperson for the Houston Fire Department.
What we're seeing is that there's ice and then there's a layer of snow on top.
This man in Salem, Oregon is among the hundreds of thousands with no electricity.
Everything blinked on and off for a second and then one out.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson on the path of the storm.
It is going to be making its way to the northeast after this. So there's already an ice storm warning in eastern Pennsylvania and northwestern New Jersey. That is for Monday night into Tuesday morning.
Crews are working to reopen I-44 near Oklahoma City after a fiery crash involving several tractor trailers. The head of the CDC is calling on states to wait before they lift COVID restrictions. Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells CBS's Face the Nation.
If we relax these mitigation strategies with increasing transmissible variants out there, we could be in a much more difficult spot.
Montana, Iowa, North Dakota, and Mississippi have all lifted mask mandates. A new study has identified seven more highly contagious COVID variants that seem to have originated in the U.S. New COVID restrictions kick in today for travelers to the U.K.
Through passport control and straight into 10 days round-the-clock hotel room quarantine at a cost of some $2,500. Hotels say they're ready to play jailer.
Frankly, most hoteliers around the country are very eager to get people back in their hotels, very eager to get people off furlough and working again.
The U.S. is not on that so-called red list of high-risk countries, but anyone traveling here from the U.S. has to observe 10 days self-quarantine and take one COVID test before and two tests after arrival. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Californians like Jasmine Canick were sad to find out about a Valentine-style message circulated within the L.A. Police Department. Featured an image of George Floyd and the words, "You take my breath away."
Sharing a graphic like that with those words is so cruel.
George Floyd, the man killed in police custody in Minneapolis last year as he gasped for air, the LAPD says a complaint has been initiated. A 14-year part-timer is a NASCAR champ.
Michael McDowell for Bob Jenkins Front Row Motorsports has won the Daytona 500.
The announcement on Fox after McDowell sped through a fiery last-lap crash as they threw the caution flag.
I'm so thankful. Such a great way to get a first victory at Daytona 500. Are you kidding me?
Markets close this President's Day. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper pet kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
Lately, we're doing a lot more at home, which means we're doing a lot less driving. With pay-per-mile car insurance from Allstate, you only pay for the miles you drive. Drive less, save 50% with Allstate. You've never been in better hands. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Pricing varies based on how you buy, driving behaviors, and includes a daily rate. Not applicable in California. Based on annual premium paid by Allstate Standard Auto customers versus Allstate pay-per-mile customers who drive an average of 4,000 miles a year. Savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates. Copyright 2020 Allstate Insurance Company.
There's been a surge of racist attacks coinciding with the pandemic.
Asian Americans Advancing Justice has cited at least 3,000 anti-Asian incidents since last February. In New York City, there was an 867% increase in Asian hate crime victims in 2020 compared to the year before. NYPD has created a hate crimes task force.
Hello.
And police in Oakland's Chinatown are stepping up patrols to reassure business owners and families.
We care, that we're concerned, and that we're going to do everything we can to keep this community safe.
Nancy Chen, CBS News, New York.
A Valentine from Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. The couples announced they're expecting their second child in a photo from their California yard. Sarah Stebbings runs an English gift shop in Santa Monica.
It's actually better for them now, I think, to have the baby here in the sense that they'll have all the scrutiny.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Do you check your Google search results regularly? You should.
people often get their first impression of you or your business online. Negative comments on the internet can impact your life and your livelihood. Take control of your online reputation. Get your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com. It may reveal negative posts from an ex-employee, upset patient or client, news article, legal issue, or even exposed personal information right there in your Google search results. Uncover what's lurking on the internet about you with reputationdefender.com's patented scan and get your free reputation report card. Or for immediate assistance with your reputation, call 800-401-6681. Our cutting-edge technology helps make your Google search results look their best. Call 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681. 800-401-6681. Or take the free scan at reputationdefender.com.
Good morning, I'm Tyler Friel. It's a winter storm warning in effect for Butler County, and it runs until 1 p.m. tomorrow. So we are expecting two different rounds of winter weather to impact the Butler County areas. That's where we begin our news. The first round expected to come right around 8 o'clock this morning when we start to see it significantly pick up. We could see some flurries or light precipitation prior to that, but as 8 o'clock rolls around, that's when we're going to start to see some steadier snow showers. This first system is expected to bring anywhere from 1 to 3 inches total of snow. Things would wrap up by noon. That's the projection. The next round of wintry weather, a little bit more complex, according to meteorologists. The snow could mix in with some freezing rain and some sleet. Overall, the latest projections have Butler County ranging between 4 to 6 inches total. There could be some more snow in the northern parts of the county, a little bit less in the southern parts, but that's where we're at as an overall look at your wintry weather. Again, we'll keep you up to date with the latest of what you need to know all morning long and throughout the day right here on the Butler Radio Network. VA officials are touting the success of this weekend's vaccine clinic. The walk-in vaccine clinic started Saturday at 7 a.m., which was an hour earlier than expected. By the time 11:30 rolled around, the VA had distributed all 700 doses of the Moderna vaccine. The Butler VA says they continue to schedule vaccine appointments for eligible and enrolled veterans 65 and older. The VA receives shipments of the vaccine on a weekly basis. Rite Aid is joining other pharmacies that will be offering the COVID-19 vaccine. The pharmacy chain announced last week that they will start administering shots. However, supply of the vaccine continues to be limited, so appointments must be made. The Rite Aid locations in the Greater Butler Mart and Point Plaza are currently listed on the state's website as places that will administer the shots. Butler County had 81 new cases of COVID-19 and two additional deaths over the weekend. That now brings the death toll to 354 since the beginning of the pandemic. As of Friday morning, Butler Memorial Hospital was treating 10 patients for the coronavirus, with two COVID patients in the ICU. One person was seriously injured in a two-car crash that happened last week in Clay Township. According to state police, an 84-year-old West Sunbury woman was making a turn from Euclid Road onto Route 8 North just after 1 p.m. Friday. At that moment, she was hit by another vehicle that was driving also on Route 8. Authorities say that a 69-year-old passenger in the second vehicle suffered serious injuries and was life-flighted to an area hospital. No other injuries were reported in the crash. PennDOT will be revealing plans for work on Route 228 in a virtual presentation tomorrow. The project involves the restoration and resurfacing of Route 228 from the roundabout at Saxonburg Boulevard to the intersection with Sarver Road in Buffalo and Clinton Townships. A majority of the work will be to widen the roadway. Other improvements will be made to drainage, signage, and markings. The project is set to start in the fall of 2023. I'm Tyler Friel. You can find more news, sports, and weather all the time on our website, butlerradio.com, and on your Alexa-powered device.
Hop the bus. Leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way. Getting there stops here. Just hop the bus. Easy and economical. Just hop the bus. No car, no problem. The bus will get you there. 'Cause that's what we do.
Hop the bus.
Leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way.
The Butler Health System is currently providing vaccinations for healthcare workers and those age 65 and older. They are currently only serving residents of Butler, Clarion, and Forest counties and current patients of the Butler Health System practice. To register, go to butlerhealthsystem.org for vaccination updates.
Get more access to WBUT Radio. Go to WBUT.com and download our streaming player to your mobile phone or mobile device. And when you do, you'll be able to also send us a shout out, request a song, or tell us where you're listening, what you like about WBUT Butt Kickin' Country. It's all available now at WBUT.com. More ways to access WBUT, 1050 AM, the new 97.3 FM, and at WBUT.com. So come on, download now and give us a shout out.
10 minutes after 7 o'clock, WBUT Breakfast Club for your Monday morning, President's Day. It's Washington's birthday today. And hopefully you have an opportunity to stay off the roads for a bit. We've got a winter storm warning in effect until tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Already dealing with the leading edge of the precipitation. It began as some freezing rain, some snow out there right now. We do have a few schedule changes to pass along this morning, including the Butler Area School District. They're going to close, and this is going to be a full snow day, so there will be no remote instruction. But other schools going to close and do remote. For example, St. Wendelin's, they're going to do a full remote day with instruction beginning at 9:50 this morning. Mars area, same story, closed, but a full remote day. Monita closed, full remote day. And Seneca Valley closed, full remote day of instruction. 22 degrees out there right now. Temperature reading, kind of feeling like that too. We don't have much wind at the moment. We're only going to be about 29 for the high. And they're talking multiple inches of snow and maybe some mixed precip with this, both ends of what will be two parts of a storm. Later today might be even more significant than what we're dealing with this morning. So just use caution, friends. It's going to be a bit of a rough go this morning and especially later tonight. Good morning, Bob Brandon.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to have you in here as we continue our blast from the past. And, of course, Bob was not only the morning show guy for a number of years, but past owner of the radio station. Your family took ownership in what, 74, was it?
Summer of 78.
78, so it was late 70s. But you had been in the radio business well before that, and here at WBUT many, many years ago began your career.
Actually, I was, for some crazy reason, put on the payroll when I was 14.
14.
And I could, the station was up in the South Hills off McQuestion Road, and it was very easy for me to walk over there. And my first job was running the Butler football games on Friday night at the studio.
How about that? How about that?
And probably $1.20 an hour.
Now, would that be, so if you were 14, that would have been what, late 50s?
61.
61.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then there was another neighborhood kid, maybe a lot of people know Fred, Fred Tack. In fact, his sister still lives on McQuestion Road. He would do one Friday night, and I would do the next Friday night. And the way we got these jobs, Bob, is Fred and I used to run go-karts in the dirt roads behind the studio off McQuestion Road.
Okay.
And one summer, we both parked our carts in the station parking lot and started watching the broadcaster through the front window up on McQuestion Road. And the guy on the air, his name was, he went by Dave Ryan. But his real name was Dave Rogoski, and his dad was a state police trooper. And Dave actually invited us into the studio, and we watched him broadcast and things like that.
Yeah.
And then a few weeks went by, and he was a student at, did you ever hear of Slippery Rock University?
Oh, yeah. Don't know that quite well.
Are you familiar with the Hall of Fame up there? Okay. But anyhow, Dave was going back to college and said, how would you guys like to have a job on Friday night? And I said, yeah, and you know, all these controls and the transmitters. And he says, I'll tell you how to run the station, and you guys can do the football games on Friday night. Because he had a girlfriend. He didn't want to be up there on Friday night. So that's how it started.
Wow.
And Fred stayed on, and for some reason I dropped out of the picture all through the summer of 62. Mm-hmm. But I had the radio on every day. Every day. I'd be working on my go-kart in the backyard and have the radio on every day because they were playing, you know, it was a top 40 rock and roll station, you know. Okay. And I would think to myself, well, I know how they did that, you know. I know how they did that because I knew how to run the place and I was 15 yeah. years old, you
yeah,
know.
Right.
So anyhow, Fred went back to school. This was going into our junior year of high school at Butler. And Fred said, I'm going to be on the stage crew, and I'm going to give up my work at WBUT. And he said, how would you like my hours? And, boy, I jumped for joy. And, I want to get back in over there.
Yeah.
So actually it was Fred Tack that started my career full-time in radio. And then in the summer of 63, between my junior and senior year in high school, I had a daily show. I mean, I was a big shot.
Yeah.
yeah. And I'm still playing, you know, popular music. In fact, I wanted to tell you the story. Back then, it wasn't hard for radio stations to get music because these record labels relied on radio stations to break their new music. One thing I remember about the summer of 63, there was a guy that would stop about every month or month and a half, and he was the representative for Capitol Records.
Wow.
And he'd pull up in the parking lot up there at McQuestion Road, he'd open his trunk, and he invited us to come out and pick out any of these 45 records that just flooded the back of his trunk. And the Beach Boys were coming out on Capitol, the Beatles were on Capitol, and we'd just reach in, you know, just like a buffet.
Yeah,
you know?
How cool is that?
Then they started, you know, tightening the screw a little bit, and I think somewhere along the line we had to start, you know, paying for the records to put them on the air. But let me see if I can find this picture of you being a big shot here. Okay. Oh, I wish this was TV. I have a picture of Bob Cupp.
Oh, good
shortly
grief.
After. I'll email this. you want to give your email address on the air and everybody?
We'll have to post that for sure. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah, that was on Sunset Drive. Hair coming down over your forehead.
And beautiful. I remember the old board.
Ladies, he had a beautiful complexion. I mean.
What happened to that?
And you could tell he was into sports because he has some kind of a number on his chest with a stripe.
That
on
was an old green Slippery Rock University shirt.
Yeah.
I think they have. I still have that in my attic right now. It's about 10 times too small. But yeah.
Now, that control board, maybe you didn't realize it was the original control board that was up on McQuestion Road when the station opened in. I see you're celebrating as 1950, but actually a station on the year 49.
Yeah.
But 50 was the first full year.
Yes.
But this control board was always up at the transmitter. And then they had their studios in the Nixon Hotel, which was where the Morgan Next Tier Bank building is now.
Yeah.
And the Butler Eagle owned a radio station back then.
Okay.
And the Butler Eagle put tons of money in. I said, you know, Mr. Wise, who was running the Butler Eagle, said, you know, just buy the best, you know, so everything was the best. So this control board that you're sitting in front of dates back to late 1948.
Wow.
And I looked this, I remember it was made by a company called Collins, and the number on it was 212. And I looked it up online, and you can still find these online refurbished for no less than $11,000.
Oh, my goodness.
So we threw it in the trash.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you'd have hung on to it, huh?
Then I have another one here. Let me see. Why isn't this
We'll one? Have to share these.
Yeah. Well, let me find the other one. You going to do something else? Go ahead.
Well, you know what? Let's go back in time as well, because you brought some goodies in here this morning. And it's kind of funny, because I was talking with Tyler Friel about this, about the lost art of the radio jingle.
Yeah.
You know, just every commercial, it seemed, had some kind of an intro, you know, in between songs. I mean, you were, you know, you were station identifiers. And you brought some old goodies in that are quite old, from way back when. that are a good sample of this. And these particular ones are some of the first ones that the station would have had.
Yeah, these date back to 1959 and 1960.
Wow.
So visualize the 57 Chevrolets with the wings driving down Main Street, listening to WBUT. What do you have queued up, the morning show?
Well, we're going to do the weather, because I'll do an update on the weather.
Yeah, they make a big deal of the weather.
When people get together, what do they talk about?
The weather.
The weather.
Will it rain? Is it gonna be clear?
Tune to WBUT and the weather you'll hear. Let's get together. Let's talk about the weather.
How about that?
Big band.
Yeah. And so these were recorded in
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, if you listen to some of them real close, you can hear that southern Memphis accent in people's draw, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. But. Well, with our weather, it is 21 right now, and we've got a winter storm warning in effect. I bet you don't miss any type of these type of mornings. I haven't to take them, because nowadays we get an email, and certainly dealing with school closings, everything's posted online. I'm sure schools are sending out text messages or some kind of information. But boy, back in the day, we were the hub to get a phone call and be the first to relay the information.
Yeah, Mr. Bruner, that had Bruner's Hobby Shop out in Center Township near the entrance to Timberly Heights, I'd try to go it alone, and I mean, it was crazy, you know, with all the phone calls coming in. And Mr. Bruner would come over and answer the phone and take the cancellations and tell the callers if there was school or not. And it was one year we had a bad snow, and it was right before Christmas. And Mr. Bruner was an older man. He was retired. Mm-hmm. And after we got through that, I said on the air, and for you kids that have called in asking whether there's school or not, the voice you heard on the telephone was Santa Claus. Mr. Bruner got a kick out of that. But anyhow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, let me show you this other one here. This is another picture of Bob Cupp. This is actually in color. When the other photo was taken, there wasn't color yet in photography.
And my hair is a lot shorter there. I must have been trying to act like an adult at that point.
Yeah, now this was out on North Main Street Extension.
Okay.
And you see the big coffee cup there off to your left?
How about that?
Yeah.
Big mug?
And we had the computer system, so we were phasing out tape.
Yeah.
And we had computers. But I'm guessing this is around... I'm guessing this is around 92 or 93.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well-seasoned broadcasters sitting there.
Yeah, I'm sure. And the hair was already starting to thin out. That was right before it went gray, I think. So.
let me tell you one other thing about that old control board we were talking about.
Yeah.
And
Old Collins.
Yeah, the old Collins control board. Big, ugly, looked like something out of today you'd call it steampunk. You know, it was old looking. But anyhow, it was a two-channel control board, and it was sometime in the late 50s when WBUT experimented with stereo broadcasting. And what they did was, because it was a two-channel control board, they would put the right channel on one of the sides of the control board and feed it into the AM transmitter, and then they would take the left channel out of the turntable and feed it into the other channel, which would go to the FM, and they'd announce that tonight we're going to be playing music in stereo, and you need your AM and your FM radio.
Wow.
and you'd have AM over here and FM over here, and actually, it sounded pretty decent, you know.
Yeah.
And that didn't last very long. Nobody was listening to FM back then, you know. But, that was the start of it. And then somewhere shortly after that, they realized you could put a subcarrier on the FM and do it all in one gizmo. and then it's decoded at the FM receiver that it's stereo, and it lights a little beacon. I don't even think they have the little stereo beacon anymore, but that's part of the history of what was going on up on the Christian Road, besides being a great lover's lane up there.
Yeah.
Those dirt roads.
Yeah.
Oh, great lover's lane.
Yeah. Because you were going up into a secluded area, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have never been up that road. I've seen it 100 times.
Oh, really?
I live very nearby there, but I've never taken a travel up there. I probably should just for
So you didn't know what the building looked like?
No, I just saw pictures of it.
Oh, it was a nice building.
Yeah.
Oh, it was nice.
Yeah.
But nobody knew where it was.
Yeah.
Everybody was listening to WBUT. And for the popular music that they were playing, nobody knew where the station was.
Wow.
And every once in a while, like that summer of 1963, somebody would drive up the road and turn around in the parking lot and then just go down the road, wanted to see what the radio station looked like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did see a little post from my good buddy Ken Frenchak. I guess what his dad used to help shovel out there?
They lived right at the bottom of the hill, going up to the radio station. And that was a steep hill.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't get up there in the wintertime. You had to walk up there. So, but the building's gone now. You probably didn't know that. They tore it down. A bunch of monkeys got in there, and they spray painted everything.
Oh,
and
boy.
They broke out the big plate glass windows. And, of course, we hauled the transmitters out when we moved out to Center Township behind Clearview Mall.
Yeah.
But that was really a nice, nice facility.
Yeah.
And for the people who lived down in Saxonburg and remember the name Jerry Coleman, who later became the chief engineer at WISR, Jerry Coleman built WBUT for the Wise family. And they actually wanted to call the station WISE for Wise.
Okay.
And, of course, WISR was already on the air, and you have to have some difference in call letters, and it was too close.
Okay.
In fact, I was a little concerned when we applied to change WBUT-FM to WLER because two of the letters were the same.
Mm-hmm.
But it went through without any objection to our competition back then, who's now in the other room.
Yeah, how about that? Quite a competition we have down the hall.
Yeah.
But what a unique time when you decided to do that, because of the uniqueness of having the your city, your county, all being named in your call letters, which was a very unique situation here in the United States, wasn't it?
Yeah, we advertised it as the only radio station in the country that spells out the name of the city and the county where we're broadcasting, BUT and LER.
How about that? So when the Eagle held ownership, what, into the 60s of the station?
Well, WISR went on in the fall of 41. They were the last new station to go on the air before World War II.
Okay.
The United States got involved in World War II.
Yeah.
And then after the war was over, then the application was put in by the Butler Eagle to get their own radio station. And they started building it in the summer of 48. Then they had the tower up in December of 48, and then they went on the air in, like you said, March of 49. And back in those days, the Rosenblums, who owned WISR, became very well established in those 7 or 8 years that, you know, they had the radio station in Butler.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Butler Eagle comes on with their station, there was a lot of jealousy, and businessmen didn't like the idea of all of a sudden the Butler Eagles competing with the very fine Rosenblum family.
Okay.
And Mr. Rosenblum, I think, had a clothing store on Main Street before he opened a radio station. So I don't know what happened, but I don't think they supported the Butler Eagle station like they did WISR. And I think within 3 years, around 52 or 53, they sold WBUT to some out-of-town owners, which really made things even worse. In 1962-63, when I was working here, we had to run to the bank to see who got there first to get their paycheck cashed.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad.
Wow.
The station probably would have went out of business if Larry Berg hadn't come to town in 1964. And by the way, we talked about the big road, the big hill going up to McQuestion Road.
Yeah.
Us working on a Sunday morning, and it was snowing like it is today. And it must have been like 10 o'clock, and I look out the windows down into the woods leading down to McQuestion Road, and I see these two figures walking up the road on Sunday morning, two guys. And I'm thinking, you know, who's walking up here on a Sunday morning? And here it was Larry Berg and a guy by the name of Pat Beacom, who lived down in West Virginia. And Pat was showing Larry the radio station in like late February or early March. And then that's when Larry bought in, even though he had to walk up the hill to see his radio station.
Wow. Visiting with Bob Brandon here this morning, former morning show guy. How many years did you do the morning shows, Bob?
Well, you've beat me. I did it 20.
Wow.
So I'm just short of 20% of the time
How about
this station was on the air, and you're about 25% of the time.
So we've got half ownership then of the years.
So if we were running the Butler 10K, you'd be beating me.
How about that, though? But, boy, I mean, I grew up listening to you, and it was always an honor to – back in the 90s when we started to share the morning show together. Yeah. You did the news, and I did the kibitzing, and that was always a great joy for me.
I felt like I had to hire Bob Cupp because I took your sister out on a date once. Once. She said, that's enough.
Hurry, 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 you're in such a flurry. Got to get the day's work done. To listen to Radio 1, relax, 1050 WBUT.
Oh, my.
How about that?
I was 12 years old when those were recorded. Bob, you were just a glimmer in your dad's eye.
Yeah, I was 64 was when I was born, so I was nowhere near this. Now we're going to do some more memories. We're going to check in with Tyler Friel in the news headlines here, and we'll continue on. We're also going to have a quick visit from Gary Turner because there was a race last night, and I didn't pick Michael McDowell, but maybe Gary did. I don't know. I haven't seen his numbers yet, but I'll have to take a look at those. And we'll continue our visit, our memories, blast from the past. Bob Brandon with us here this morning on the WBUT Breakfast Club. We check news up next with Tyler Friel, brought to you by Butler County Ford. They are the home of the brand new and reintroduced Bronco, the 2021 Bronco Sport. Test drive one today. Join us for the NASCAR Fantasy Game Run the Numbers each and every week on the WBUT Breakfast Club throughout the NASCAR season, presented by the Turner Insurance Agency of Harrisville. Go to WBUT.com under the contests page, register, and enter your 10 drivers as you think they'll finish in each and every NASCAR race throughout the year. Then tune in Monday morning at 7:50, and we'll sit down with Gary Turner of the Turner Insurance Agency and review those numbers and see if you're the winner. NASCAR, Run the Numbers Fantasy. Register now at WBUT.com.
Good morning, I'm Tyler Friel. Winter storm warning is in effect for Butler County. It runs until 1 p.m., and we're tracking two different systems that are going to impact our Monday and Monday night. So right now, the first system is expected to arrive here within the next couple of hours. 8 a.m. is really when we're going to start to see things pick up in terms of snow totals, and it will accumulate fairly quickly. We're expected to receive anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snow in this first round, but that system should be out of the way by noon. A fairly dry afternoon before we start to see the precip kick up again later this evening. Now, this is a bit a more complex system, number two, that comes in. Wintry mix is what we're expecting. Snow really to start out, then you could start to see some freezing rain, some sleet, and then just even some rain showers get thrown into that wintry mix toward the evening. Right now, overall predictions in terms of totals, according to the National Weather Service, between 4 to 6 inches total by the time things are said and done. Now, the northern regions are most likely expected to see some more. We're talking the Slippery Rock area, especially toward out to Newcastle is another area where you could start to see more snow. The more south you go, the less likely it is that those accumulating, that the snow rather will be persistent all evening long. So that's the latest on the winter weather front. Of course, we'll keep you up to date with the latest that you need to know all morning long right here on the Butler Radio Network. Butler VA officials are touting the success of this weekend's vaccine clinic. The walk-in vaccine clinic started Saturday at 7 a.m., which was an hour earlier than expected. By the time 11:30 rolled around, the VA had distributed all 700 doses of the Moderna vaccine. The Butler VA says they continue to schedule vaccine appointments for eligible and enrolled veterans 65 and older. Butler Health System, meanwhile, continues to serve as the main distributor of the COVID-19 vaccine in the county. While officials say they can now administer up to 1,200 shots per day, Chief Medical Officer Dr. David Roddinghouse is hopeful production of the vaccine will escalate quickly.
I really trust and have a lot of faith that the feds and the state are coordinating as best they can. Again, they're just limited by supply, but I think we'll catch up quickly, and I think as more candidate vaccines come forward, and it would anticipate Johnson & Johnson getting approved, distribution will increase and access to vaccine will continue to increase.
Right now, the hospital is vaccinating healthcare workers and those 65 and older. Roddinghouse says that residents should keep an active eye on the hospital's website for scheduling.
Checking every few days is probably best. You know, we generally find out early in the week what our shipment is going to be and how much we're going to get, and then we open up appointments based on the numbers from there.
So far, over 20,000 county residents have received at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. This weekend, there were 81 new cases of COVID-19 and two additional deaths for the county. That now brings the total to 354 total deaths. As of Friday morning, Butler Memorial Hospital was treating 10 patients for the coronavirus, with two COVID patients in the ICU. I'm Tyler Friel. You can find more news, sports, and weather all the time on our website, butlerradio.com, and on your Alexa power device. And again, keep it right here all morning long as we provide you with the latest you need to know about the winter weather that's impacting our area.
CBS News Brief. A massive winter storm is sweeping the country from Oregon to Texas and Vermont. CBS's Maria Villarreal.
For the first time in Texas, all 254 counties are under a winter storm warning. The temperature in Dallas already colder than in Anchorage, Alaska.
Several people are hospitalized after a fiery crash in Oklahoma City, where they're expecting wind chills of more than 20 below for at least another day. Former President Trump's second impeachment trial ends in acquittal, but UVA political analyst Larry Sabato predicts it's not the end of his legal troubles.
If there's a single person in the United States who's got to lawyer up big, it's Donald Trump.
14-year part-time driver Michael McDowell wins the Daytona 500, the NASCAR race on Fox.
I just can't believe it. Just got to thank God. So many years just grinding it out, hoping for an opportunity like this.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You know what's made people happy during the pandemic? Driving a new car, truck, or SUV from Butler County Ford downtown Butler. They got top dollar on their trade as well. On the web, butlercountyford.com. Come see us. We've got your new ride waiting for a test drive.
Today on Hey Culligan, is a rental right for you? Here's Eddie in Oklahoma.
Hey, Culligan, I'd love to hook up my whole house with better water, but I fear commitment.
A fear of commitment. Ed, fear not, for you can rent Culligan water softening and install drinking water systems.
Really? I can rent?
Yep.
Okay, I'll do it. Or should I? Okay, I will.
Excellent, Ed. A whole host of whole home Culligan water systems for rent already on the way.
Get Culligan for as little as $9.95 a month at CulliganPittsburgh.com. $9.95 a month for the first 3 months, then standard rates apply. Limited time offer from your participating dealer.
Join the fun this Wednesday at Tanglewood for the family and friends dinner and choose either stuffed chicken breast, homemade ham loaf, or English baked cod fillet with sides and dessert. Two takeout lines available and all CDC guidelines followed. Tanglewood Center off of Hanson Avenue. Special thanks to Zanella Mini Mart for their support.
My name is Monica. I'm an elementary school teacher.
My name is Mitch. I'm a graphic design specialist.
We have four children. Currently we have life and auto insurance with Erie.
They've always been a good company and good customer service. If anything ever happens to me, my family will be protected.
Your local Erie agent is the Turner Insurance Agency, 724-735-2004, or go to turnerinsurance.com.
Life insurance and annuity products are not available in New York.
This local news update on WBUT 1050 AM and the new 97.3 FM brought to you by Butler County Ford, home of the 2021 Bronco Sport. Test drive one today at Butler County Ford.
If you're looking for a great bargain, and these days who isn't, then head over to butlerradio.com and check out our new Butler Radio Deals site. We're helping support and promote local businesses while giving you a chance to score a great deal. We have certificates for restaurants and retail stores, carpet, house cleaning, and automotive services, plus grocery and specialty stores. Check it out today and come back often as items are restocked and new things are added.
Butler Radio Deals is a program of the Butler Radio Network and offers gift certificates from these local businesses and others. Ace Hardware of Butler, BPK Pressure Washing, Butler Brew Works, Four Wheeling for Less, Playthings Etc., and Vocelli Pizza.
Sleep hard all night. Don't run your mouth if you don't know how to fight. Plan your work, man, and work your plan. Don't build your house in the sand. Carry a pocket knife, stick to your guns. Know when to walk away, but don't ever run. Try not to borrow another man's gold. Got an answer to the one you owe. These are the things I know. But what do I? You ain't gonna eat. You learn from the dirt what the street can't teach. That backwood philosophy. Hell, it still means a lot to me.
That's a gentleman named Robert Counts. He's a new and up-and-comer. What did I know? It's 7:43 in the morning here on the WBUT Breakfast Club with Bob Brandon joining us here this morning. And we're dealing with some winter weather. We have a winter storm warning in effect until 1 o'clock tomorrow. We're going to see a couple of rounds of precipitation, mixed and snow. Kind of dealing with that this morning, but also expecting that a little bit later on today. As a result, we do need to toss out the fact that there are some school schedule changes. Butler is going to be a full snow day today. No remote instruction, so it's a day off for the kids here today for the Butler students. St. Wendelin's is closed, but they're going to do a full remote instruction beginning at 9:50. Mars, Manitou, and Seneca Valley doing full remote instruction today. That's the list. To the moment, I don't know if a few schools maybe had already the day off because of President's Day. Maybe they had some scheduled time off because normally the list is a little bigger than it is. But that's the list for the moment. And temperature readings right now outside are in the 20s, going to stay in the 20s. We're going to be no better than 29 for the high today. 21 is where we sit right now with almost minimal wind. But again, we are dealing with some mixed precipitation. Let's play another one of these jingles from the late 50s out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, number 19.
Yeah, we're going to do number 19 here this morning.
This is 1959, 1960 WBUT jingles.
Well, I land my jet and I look around. See where Butler is, a swinging town. Hi-fi records on the radio. Here's reviews on your Freddie Fritz show. Who gets the latest, the greatest quote? WBUT.
Unquote.
Unquote.
In the 1950s, I think the society was going through this modernistic, you know, we got to be cool.
Yeah.
So they start this jingle by saying, I just landed my jet. What a stupid thing.
Because how many people would have had a jet?
Then hi-fi.
Hi-fi records.
How often do you hear that anymore?
Well, you don't. That's a lost art, huh?
But, you know, I remember a long time ago, and I don't know what caught my, well, I know what caught my attention. The Chamber of Commerce in Butler put out a booklet, and I think it was around this time in the late 50s, and it was about what downtown Butler is going to look like in 1975. Ooh.
Wow.
And they had helicopters landing on top of the G.C. Murphy building and all these futuristic-looking cars.
Were the Jetsons around at that time?
Yeah, the Jetsons. And I'd love to have gotten my hands on a copy of that. But, yeah, it was on the front cover, and somebody had done a drawing of it. But, yeah, helicopter pad on G.C. Murphy's building and these cars with big wings and, you know,
wow,
it's crazy.
And that's what it would look like in 75.
Yeah, they didn't make it.
Yeah. We've got a helicopter pad at the hospital, about the only thing that has had a helicopter pad around here.
You know, taking a look at the weather out there, Bob, when we were trying to come back to Butler, when my wife and I were living out in the state of Indiana, and our first two daughters had been born out there, and when we started talking about possibly purchasing this radio station, that was in... started in the fall of 77, and we finally completed all the paperwork and came in the summer of 78. But I was planning on coming home to Butler. That was a 300-mile drive, and do some work on the application. I got a call from a family member, and they said, you're not going to be able to come home. And I said, what's going on? He said, we have 18 inches of snow in the ground, and we're supposed to get 12 more inches tonight.
Wow.
So those storms of 77 and another one in 78 were just unbelievable.
You know, and I remember that because my dad worked at Armco at that time. And he had a 1973 or 74 Chevrolet Impala, the big old boats.
Yeah.
And I remember him trying to get, because I think my dad missed, in 42 years of work at Armco Steel, I think he missed 4 days. And usually he had to be on his near deathbed not to go to work. But I remember him trying to leave that day. And I don't know, I might have been in maybe sixth grade or junior high school at that point. I remember him trying to leave to go out his lane to Sunset Drive in Center Township, plowing. I mean, in the snow at that point, that morning, was up to the grill of the car, and he's trying to plow his way out of there and couldn't get out. He couldn't get up the hill, and finally gave up. But I remember that. So that would have been that exact time period.
We weren't living very far from Muncie, Indiana, which was a little bigger town, and I remember hearing them say on the weather that they had never seen the barometric pressure drop so low. I don't know how weather works, but apparently the barometric pressure was really low. It almost set a record low. And I guess that's when the bad weather just,
just mounted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you see that in hurricanes, of course, when you see the low megabars, wow, it gets really bad. Bob Brandon visiting with us this morning, our blast of the past, and we're going to continue our talk here, but we need to briefly talk about some NASCAR because, it seemed like it was about a 24-hour day yesterday, but they finally got the Daytona 500 in. And for the first time this year, we get to run some numbers. I haven't talked to this gentleman since before the holidays, going back to November. Gary Turner from the Turner Insurance. Well, we've talked, but we've not talked on the air. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing better because I went to bed right after Denny Hamlin won stage two, so I didn't stick around, but I guess there was quite a thrilling finish. I'm sure you didn't see it either.
I did not.
Yeah.
I'm too old to step that way, Bob.
Michael McDowell, did you pick him in your top 10?
Sure did.
He was right up top, wasn't he?
Yeah, at the end he was, yeah.
Quite a, well, I guess it becomes commonplace now to look at the Daytona 500 and have a last lap crash. But how about that front one? We weren't even 15 laps in, and we had about, 19 cars involved in a mishap?
Yeah, that's really frustrating. I mean, it's too early in a race to be doing that, as far as I'm concerned.
Especially when you have some of those drivers in your top 10 or maybe picked to win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alex Bowman.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah, Alex Bowman was the pole sitter. He was in that, and a whole bunch of other really, really good cars too. I thought it was unique too to hear at the beginning of the race, and of course they honored the memory of Dale Earnhardt, who had passed away 20 years before with that third lap in the event. But wasn't it unique to hear the name Derek Cope? And unfortunately for him, he blows a tire very early in the race. But at the age of 62, the former Daytona 500 winner is driving in that race yesterday.
Unbelievable. I mean, we've talked about it. You know, I've done some rides and things. It's hard.
Yeah.
And it would be hard for a 62-year-old because I'm just a few years older than that.
What track was it you went to and got in the car?
I did the ride in Daytona.
So you did Daytona. Okay, I was trying to remember that.
Yeah, the ride, and then Myrtle Beach racetrack. I had like 20 laps all by myself out on the track.
So you got to drive that,
was
that
fun.
One. Yeah, yeah. And, of course, we did some spins around the Eraser's track, too.
We sure did, didn't we? Yeah. We're talking about a blast from the past, right?
Exactly. You showed up with all those Turner 24 shirts on. I still have a picture of that.
Oh, that was fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Bob cheated, by the way.
Oh, Bob. Well, hey, Robin's racing. I'm just saying.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get in our seats here, and we'll do better. I mean, I don't know how you did, but I did not do good, I know.
Well, it's Daytona. You almost have to throw this one. This is why they have throwaway races throughout the year in our Run the Numbers, you know?
Right.
So, but some folks, and the numbers usually aren't all that stellar for Daytona because of the wrecks. So you even see that on the national number yesterday. It was an 878 win. Usually those are well into the nines. Our local winner was Jeff Cavaliero. Jeff had a 7-11. Yep, 7-11. So you can So you can tell some drivers were not finishing that race that were in his selections. But hey, it's about being up top. Tammy Gross was second with a 6.94. So congratulations to Tammy. But there you see into the 6.90. So maybe we weren't all that bad, Gary.
Okay, well.
Well, at least we're underway, and I guess they're going to stay in Daytona this week because they can't race in California. So they're going to do the road course. Down there, and that'll be kind of fun to keep an eye on that and see how it goes.
Yeah, that'll be different, won't it?
Yeah, yeah. So good luck with the picks this week.
Hey, you too. We'll do better, I hope.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see what the dartboard shows when I start, putting pictures up there. I did like your comments, though, after you submitted your picks this past week. You were starting the jawing already, saying, don't worry about making your picks because I already picked the winners. So I got that.
Okay. A little smack can't hurt, you know?
That's right. Oh, that's what makes it fun. So.
Yep. Well, we'll do better.
Yeah.
I'll work harder on it for next week.
And I'll work harder on the weather forecast because I have failed you today.
You sure have. It's not very nice in Harrisville, I can tell you that.
I'll work on that myself.
All right.
Okay.
Well, have a great week.
Yeah. Huh? Stay safe up there, and we'll talk to you again next Monday, okay?
Sounds like a plan. Take care, boy.
All right, Gary. Gary Turner from the Turner Insurance Agency. They sponsor Run the Numbers with us here this morning. And congratulations to Jeff Cavaliero up top. Jeff's one of the longtime players who's participated. I think I said to Bob off the air here. I think we've been, this might be our 20th year of doing this, or darn near close, doing that with Gary. And there was only a few of us back then. It was my wife, I think Ron Willison, Gary, and maybe one other person that was in the building that was doing this. And that was our first year. We had five people running the numbers, and now we have a whole bunch of people playing. So.
Bob, does your audience realize you have a full-size Ms. Patrick over here in the corner?
Yes.
Racing for Nationwide Insurance. Can I hug her before
you
I leave?
You can certainly hug her. That's the one we didn't give away, because we had a bunch of those. We had a Dale Earnhardt, and I think we had a few others. Richard Petty, and we gave those away over the years for the winners to run the numbers, but we could never find a way to take Danica out of the studio.
Now, I have another souvenir for you, which you can keep after I leave.
Aww.
And because I know you're going to be in tears when I walk out of here and be weeping like crazy, I'm going to give you two napkins from 35 years ago.
My goodness.
WBUT's 35th anniversary, 1949 to 1984.
Wow.
When did you get out of Slippery Rock?
I graduated in 86. I started here in 84.
Okay.
April of 84 is when you finally let the guy that kept knocking on your door step in the building.
Mm-hmm. So you can put those two little napkins in a hermetically sealed glass cage.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
That is awesome. Now, and then that was just for celebrating 35 years? Did you do something around
that? Then
we did
something more in 40.
Okay.
35, we were still at the studio on Sunset Drive.
Yeah.
And in our 40th anniversary, it moved up onto Route 8 North at the corner. And Dave Cubison, another Slippery Rock graduate, went down to the Butler Eagle on our 40th anniversary and looked up what was happening on the front page of the Butler Eagle on every day for like 6 months, and he did these little 1 minute vignettes of 40 years ago in downtown Butler.
Wow.
You know, they sandblasted the courthouse and it looked brand new, and stuff like that. But it was interesting.
Oh.
But
wow.
I do have some station promotions here that I brought in, and you can have these too, Bob, because I have them on hard drive at home. But one of the first promotions we did was in the spring of 1979, we had a kite fly out behind Montgomery Ward's when it was the full Butler Mall.
Yeah.
And, there was the mall strip,
right,
and there was Ames Discount Department Store, Montgomery Ward's, and Montgomery Ward's had their service center out front. Mm-hmm. And there was a big empty lot back there where Walmart now sits.
Okay.
And we had a kite fly back there. Really had a big turnout of people. And that's the number one cut on this disc here, if you want to play it maybe after the news.
Yeah, we'll do that when we come back here.
And then Halloween parade we did. We did a bicycle giveaway. We called it the Spring Spokes Giveaway in 1979. And if you listen to this, I think it says on the promotion that the kid that won was from Wexford, and he was either 6 or 8 years old. I said to my wife last night, I said, that was 40-some years ago. The guy's a grown man now.
Yeah.
He's probably pushing 50. And here in 1979, we gave him a brand new bicycle. We had a picnic giveaway where we gave away a $200 gas grill and all the picnic supplies for 10 people. And the winner was Dave Howard, who had the Howard Insurance Agency.
Okay.
And we took everything out to his house. I think he lived somewhere out in Meridian. And set everything up for them, and they had a big picnic this weekend, and we brought meat out and buns and everything. And tragically, I don't know if you remember, Dave lost his life in an airplane crash a couple years after that.
Yeah.
That was a heartbreaker there.
Sure.
But that
would have been a lot of money back then, $200.
Do they still call the buy and sell show on here the Superstore?
The Superstore.
I have a promo. It's number 6 on the CD, and it's advertising the Superstore starting on Monday.
The debut of it.
Yeah, we changed the name to Superstore, and that's on here. We can play that maybe during the 8 o'clock hour. But
now, what was it? Just called the phone party before that?
Yeah, just phone
party.
It was
just the phone party.
Well, one time it was called Austin's Phone Party. the Austin's company down in Mars sponsored it.
Okay.
And, you know, their A1 bleach and whatever else they sold. Yeah. But, see, I still know to watch the clock.
I know. You've been keeping me up to date on the time.
Then for the Butler 10K, also on this, we did a promotion out at the Clearview Mall when it opened in the mid-'80s. And we had a treasure hunt. It was sponsored by K Jewelers out there. And we had it was more like a scavenger hunt. And I remember one of the things we tossed out, we need a picture of the Picklegate Crossing, not the new bridge, but the new little bridge, or the old little bridge that crossed the creek and then went up over the railroad tracks. 20 minutes later, somebody comes in with a picture of the old Picklegate Crossing. We couldn't believe it. You know, it was unbelievable. Get ready for the news at 8 o'clock. Bob Cupp at your service.
We've got it for you here this morning. Visiting with Bob Brandon. And we're going to play you some more of these old tidbits, too, because they're really fun to hear. And we'll take you back in time as we continue for another hour. Our blast from the past continuing here as we celebrate with WBUT. Again, we have a winter storm warning out there. We'll keep you up to date on the weather, too. We'll check that coming back. But St. Barnabas Health System, sponsoring our news here on WBUT Butler at the 8 o'clock hour.
Massive winter storm.
We have no heat, no electricity. It's pretty cold.
CDC says don't lift mask mandates.
We're not out of the woods yet.
Unlikely winner at NASCAR's big event.
Daytona 500, are you kidding me?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A storm system that dumped piles of snow in the Pacific Northwest is now invading the Southwest with ice and bitter cold wind chills. Here's CBS's Maria Villarreal.
Cars and trucks providing no match for roads and interstates, blanketed with sheets of ice, sending vehicles careening out of control.
Our roads, no matter how much we salt them, are not designed for it.
Oklahoma also making history with temperatures below 20 degrees for 5 days straight. For Suzanne Markingo, driving on these roads for work can be a life or death decision.
Every time you take that key and you start it up, you take your life in your own hands, and you take the public's life in their hands too.
The same storm left at least 200,000 without power over the weekend in the Pacific Northwest. The two-day snowfall was the most seen in Seattle in almost 40 years, leaving some residents digging themselves out of more than a foot of snow.
The CDC warns it's too soon to drop public mask mandates, as a handful of states have now done. CBS's David Begnaud has more on how the debate is playing out in Louisiana.
We're not exhibiting the behavior that the medical experts are begging us to do.
That is Peter Garisco. His 73-year-old father, David, died last month due to COVID-19 complications. David's death made local news after what happened to the family at the funeral home. The headline read, "Family says they were mocked. Police called after requesting mask usage at funeral home."
There were people up and down the hallway without masks on, and we just simply said, "Listen, just please wear a mask," and no one would.
And last week, it also led to an emergency meeting of the city council to consider a local mask mandate, and the ordinance failed right down party lines. And one of them even raised doubts about the effectiveness of masks in an email exchange with none other than the Garisco family.
It's all pathetic and laughable. I don't feel safe.
Obamacare signups reopened today in a special 3-month signup window to get more people insured in the pandemic. 7 Republicans joined with Democrats in the effort to convict former President Trump at his impeachment trial. His acquittal has now put the party at a crossroads, as we hear from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Top Republicans can't agree on what's next for the GOP.
We need to unite the party. Trump plus is the way back in 2022.
We've got to move on from the cult of Donald Trump.
With governors and congressional elections more than a year away, some party leaders, like Stephen Bolton, head of the Chicago GOP, believe the rebuilding will begin well beyond Washington.
The Republican Party is going to start to turn more local, go back to a core Republican message, which is peace in our streets, prosperity in our homes, and liberty in our lives.
But that there are still things to learn from the former president.
The important thing to do is to concentrate on what President Trump stood for as far as American policies and try to get away from just the man.
There's word vandals targeted the home of one of former President Trump's impeachment lawyers, spray painting the word traitor in red on Michael Vanderveen's driveway in suburban Philadelphia. Well, senators in both political parties are calling for a 9/11 style commission to investigate the attack at the Capitol. Delaware Democrat Chris Coons on ABC's This Week.
There's still more evidence that the American people need and deserve to hear, and a 9/11 commission is a way to make sure that we secure the Capitol going forward.
Correspondent Catherine Herridge tells us a new government report concludes domestic terror groups will pose an increased threat this year.
The intelligence report from Homeland Security cites key drivers, including civil unrest, ongoing COVID-19 restrictions, continuing fallout from the presidential election, as well as the successful breach of the U.S. Capitol last month.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Good morning, I'm Tyler Friel. The snow showers have now become steady all across Butler County this morning, apart the first of two rounds of winter weather we're expecting. Now, this particular round of weather could drop anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snow throughout the course of the morning. Things, though, should wrap up by about noon in terms of the snow. The next round of snow showers developing later on tonight. This one more of a complex system, according to the National Weather Service, as we could see it start out as snow showers and then develop as a wintry mix as we go later on. That could involve some freezing rain and some sleet as well. Overall, right now, the latest projections have Butler County ranging between 4 to 6 inches of snow total and about 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of ice. So, of course, we'll keep you up to date with the latest that you need to know about the winter weather all morning long here on the Butler Radio Network. PennDOT, though, is implementing travel restrictions later today for a number of highways in the area. They will be in place on the PA Turnpike, I-79, 279, and I-80, among others, starting at 6 o'clock this evening. Under these restrictions, tractors without trailers, RVs, commercial, and school buses will not be allowed on the highway. PennDOT officials also say they could add more restrictions if the weather worsens. Now to the latest about the coronavirus. VA officials touting the success of this past weekend's vaccine clinic. The walk-in vaccine clinic started Saturday at 7 a.m., which was an hour earlier than expected. By the time 11:30 rolled around, the VA had distributed all 700 doses of the Moderna vaccine. The Butler VA says they continue to schedule vaccine appointments for eligible and enrolled veterans 65 and older. The Butler Health System, though, continues to serve as the main distributor of the COVID-19 vaccine in the county. While officials say they can now administer up to 1,200 shots per day, Chief Medical Officer Dr. David Rodinghouse is hopeful production of the vaccine will escalate quickly.
I really trust and have a lot of faith that the feds and the state are coordinating as best they can. Again, they're just limited by supply, but I think we'll catch up quickly, and I think as more candidate vaccines come forward, and it would anticipate Johnson & Johnson getting approved, distribution distribution will increase and access to vaccine will continue to increase.
So far, over 20,000 county residents have received at least one shot of a COVID-19 vaccine. There were 81 new cases of COVID-19 over the weekend for Butler County, along with two additional deaths. That now brings the death toll to 354. As of Friday morning, Butler Memorial Hospital was treating 10 patients for the coronavirus, with two COVID patients in the ICU. One person was seriously injured in a two-car crash that happened late last week in Clay Township. According to state police, an 84-year-old West Sunbury woman was attempting to turn from Euclid Road onto Route 8 North just after 1 p.m. Friday when she was hit by another car. Authorities say that a 69-year-old passenger in the second vehicle suffered serious injuries and was life-flighted to an area hospital for treatment. No other injuries were reported. PennDOT will be revealing plans for work on Route 228 in a virtual presentation tomorrow. The project involves the restoration and resurfacing of Route 228 from the roundabout at Saxonburg Boulevard to the intersection with Sarver Road in Buffalo and Clinton Township. A majority of work will be to widen the roadway. Other improvements will be made to drainage, signage, and markings. The project is set to start in the fall of 2023. I'm Tyler Friel. You can find more news, sports, and weather all the time on our website, ButlerRadio.com, and on your Alexa powered device.
Butler Memory Moments brought to you by St. Barnabas. Bill's Bargain Store, a very popular variety store, is a treasured many in many Butler residents' minds. The store was located in the building at 220 North Main Street that once housed Butler's first chain supermarket, the A&P. Bill's Bargain Store, opened by Bill Mathias in 1958, carried a wide selection of household items, including small appliances and hardware. The store was similar to the recently closed Trader Horn and Warehouse Sales stores. Following many years of successful business, Bill's Bargain Store finally closed its doors in the late 70s, making way for Sun Carpet. Today, the extensively renovated building houses the North Main Street Professional Building. This has been a Butler Memory Moment, brought to you by St. Barnabas.
About your mom and dad, have you noticed a change in behavior? Forgetful and not as sharp? So where can you find help? St. Barnabas Memory Care is a wonderful option. Yes, St. Barnabas has helped thousands. Take advantage of their free in-home assessment of your loved one. A St. Barnabas professional will provide a no-charge evaluation of your personal situation. St. Barnabas can help you. Call 724-625-4000 or go to stbarnabashealthsystem.com/memorycare. St. Barnabas is apart from ordinary.
Well, here we are in the new year, and we're certainly looking forward to a much better year than last. Hi everyone, Ava Camisa here. There are some really good things that have happened here at Camisa's Auto Body. We sincerely hope that you can look back and find some positives too. Amidst all the sanitizing, hand washing, and masks, we can all find good things. We just keep improving at Camisa's. My mom makes sure that everyone here does their very best every day, and that applies to me too. Plus, there's all the other improvements we've implemented. You know, the big guys are always here working very hard, always learning and staying on top of the latest trends in the industry. They only use the highest quality parts in PPG paints and the state-of-the-art paint booth. Plus, all the classes and certifications all our techs utilize to be and stay at the top. Please don't forget, we deal with all insurance companies, and we can help arrange rental cars and towing of vehicles. We make it so easy for our customers. And easy is a great thing. Every day is a new day with a whole new expectation of great things to come. We want you to stay at the top for all our customers and future clients. It's what we do. And don't forget, you'll be a wreck without us.
8:11 in the morning, WBUT Breakfast Club. Let's check your weather forecast next up here, brought to you by the visiting nurses. Don't go it alone at home. Keeping track of and remembering to take your medications can be a real challenge, and not taking them correctly is one of the top reasons people are hospitalized. With the VNA Be Home Partners MedSmart, take the right medication and the right dose at the right time. For more information, visit LutheranSeniorLife.org or call 724-282-6806 and choose option number 3. Well, we've got a winter storm warning out there, so use caution as you travel. And as we go back in time again to, the late 1950s, Bob Brandon?
1960.
We have a little easy as you go for your morning commute.
Yeah, listen to this old jingle here.
Easy does it when you drive.
easy does it stay alive. If you want to be a rallyer, take it easy on the accelerator. Just relax, enjoy the sound. B-U-T wants you around.
Kind of morbid, but...
Oh, my.
20 degrees out there right now. We've picked the wind up a little bit, too. North at 7 miles per hour right now, so it feels like 11 out there. This winter storm warning in effect till tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. We are dealing with some snow and some mixed precip as well. They're talking about a possibility of 4 to 7 inches total of snowfall, but also maybe 0.2 of an inch of ice. And one of the big concerns, not only this morning, but also a second round of this storm going to be coming in late afternoon, early evening. And they're really concerned with that this evening, that travel could become quite hampered. So as a result, we do have some schedule changes to talk about here this morning. We have the Butler Area School District doing a full snow day today. So no remote instruction. They'll just take a full snow day. It is a closing for the Butler area. St. Wendelin's closed, but they're going to do a full remote instruction. So instruction is set to begin at 9:50, so the students will log in. And it's going to be remote instruction as well for Mars, Moniteau, and Seneca Valley. And we've just heard from Butler Meals on Wheels. No delivery of Butler Meals on Wheels today. So unique times with this remote instruction and the times that have changed. Of course, WBUT used to be a big hub for folks to tune in when there was rough weather and a time period of we were the go-to, and certainly things have changed dramatically for that, for parents and students to know about school changes.
Bob, I don't know if you know this, but WBUT 1050 on the dial is what's called a Mexican clear channel.
I did know this, yeah.
And this radio station, up until, I guess, sometime in the 70s, could not sign on sometimes in the wintertime until 7:30 or 7:45 in the morning. I mean, by then it's all over, you know.
Sure, sure.
And then...
And it was that late in time.
Oh, yeah. And then they changed it to and gave what was called a pre-sunrise authorization, and then we were allowed to sign on as early as 6. And I did the first hour from 6 to 7 for the first year and a half. And then Bob Natilli started at 7. And then Bob left to seek other employment, and then I jumped in and did the morning show for the next 18 years or so. But this radio station was at a real disadvantage up against WISR because, you know, they were on at 6 o'clock in the morning and telling the kids, you know, hey, there's no school.
Sure,
and,
sure.
But then, you know, we just kept digging away and digging away, and I think we beat them pretty good. And then we bought them out.
Yeah, bought them out. That's fun. Yeah, because, and even at night, you know, you had WISR, it was always able to go full power.
Yeah.
Where this radio station had to cut down power. Yeah. Well, we used to just sign off, but then you were allowed to stay on at lower power.
Then there's a 1050 up in Toronto, too. CHUM, C-H-U-M.
Yeah.
They were a good station. They'd come in here sometimes when the skip was right. So there was, I don't know what the call letters was, or the station in Mexico. It's probably X something. I think they started with X. Huh. Everything down there is crazy, you know. Yeah. And then C for Canada, C-H-U-M
right.
on there.
Right. So. Fun stuff. Let's play one more of these fun ones.
Car music, kitchen music, music for the bath. Because of our diversity, you'll find a well-worn path to radio station WBUT. With the number one sound you will find for miles around.
Some car music for you.
Yeah. And keep your radio away from the bathtub.
Yeah, right. You have some other fun stuff. You want to play some of these?
Yeah, let's go to promotions. Yeah, we got CDs here. Let's go to number one on that. This was the first really good outdoor event we did. I don't know. We were talking about this during the news, right? We weren't on the air. Okay.
Yeah.
This is before the new Super Walmart was built. Montgomery Ward's was there before Target built on their pad. Montgomery Ward's had the auto service center out front. and everything was really cool out there on the Newcastle Road. So we decided the first full summer we were back in Butler in 1979 to have a kite fly in May. This is something we did at the big station I worked at in Fort Wayne, Indiana. They had a kite fly. So I thought I'd try it here in Butler, and really the turnout was very nice. So if you want to play this one here, Bob, this is, again, goes back, 40-some years? Yeah, here we go.
Get your kites together, or at least keep them out of the trees, because BUT and LER is having a big community kite fly on Saturday, May the 5th, behind the Butler Mall. All the kite flying fun starts at 1 p.m. with prizes, surprises, good fun, and your favorite music. Mark your calendar Saturday, May the 5th at 1 p.m. We'll be judging for the smallest kite, the largest kite, the most unique construction, the highest flying kite, the youngest person flying a kite,
the oldest person flying a kite,
the largest kite flying family.
Who was that?
And the most artistic using BUT and LER call letters. Saturday, May the 5th at 1 p.m., a spring fun feature from the Butler Mall and
BUT and LER.
And I remember those old jingles.
Yeah, those jingles. And they were recorded by this same company that did those in 59. Yeah,
wow.
15. Tanner.
Wow.
Pepper Tanner.
Pepper
by then.
Tanner.
Yeah.
And, of course, I remember a lot of the stuff we had with the TM Century. You had some old, was it TM Century?
Yeah, they were out of Dallas. Yeah. They were out of Dallas, Texas. They really did a nice job. Tell you a funny story. I don't know if you talk to yourself when you come in here in the morning. Now, you have coworkers here, so. But when I'd come into the station in the morning, I probably talk to myself. I don't know, you know, do this, you know. Hey, make sure you hit the bathroom before you go in here. You know,
right.
You know, little things, you know.
Yeah.
So we were out at the studio on Sunset Drive, and I walk in. I'm getting things ready. It's almost 6 o'clock, and all of a sudden there's this guy standing at the studio window, and I'm thinking, what? And it shocked me for a moment.
Yeah.
And here this new guy that we had just hired the previous week had not found an apartment yet. And he slept on the floor back in the talk show room at the radio station. It just scared the daylights out of me. And I, you know, I probably woke him up in there, you know, talking to myself and banging things around. His last name was Hopbell. Bill Hopbell.
He went by Bill Scott on the air.
Bill Scott, yeah. But he scared the daylights out of me.
You wouldn't be expecting him. Of course, we've had that. One of our afternoon news people, Ryan, was sleeping in here one night because the weather was really bad, and he didn't want to leave and have to come back into work. So we came in the one morning. That was just this year. Come in the one morning, and there was somebody sleeping in the front room.
You want to advance that to number three. Okay, this was also something we did when we were out at Sunset Drive, and this was a turkey giveaway we did around Thanksgiving time, and you remember working with Bob Amy?
Oh, yes.
Okay, this is a promo about Bob shooting turkeys, and how many shots is it going to take for Bob to kill the turkey?
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go.
Win a turkey for Thanksgiving? Radio Butler, BUT, and LER has delicious frozen turkeys to give away for Thanksgiving, all ready for the oven. You'll be the star of the show starting this Wednesday when you call into Bob Amy from 1:30 to 5 p.m. And guess how many shots he'll need to get the bird.
Oh.
Bob's not a very good shot, but remember, it all starts this Wednesday from 1:30 to 5 p.m. Free birds for Thanksgiving from BUT and LER.
Just you and me.
You can tell this stuff was on tape because it has that slurry sound to it.
Yeah,
it wasn't digital like it is today. So, but I tried to think of some other goofy stories from up there at the radio station.
Well, I remember when I first got hired, you used to have this very unique station vehicle.
The van up.
Yeah,
the van up. Yeah. Well, it was a Dodge conversion van, and in the back of it was a 6-foot bed. In fact, when we moved off McQuistian Road out to Sunset Drive, all the smaller stuff was moved in that van up. And, you know, the control boards.
Yeah.
And we had to hire professional movers. to move the transmitters because they were so heavy. But yeah, almost the whole radio station was moved in that van up, and I had BUT and LER stenciled on the side of it. And to be honest with you, it was my personal vehicle.
Okay.
I was making payments every month on that dude and would take it on vacation. Here's a funny story. There is a Butler County in Ohio, and I think it's very close to Columbus. And our family was on a trip in the summertime over to where we lived in Indiana, and we stopped for gas at a gas station. And we must have been in Butler County, Ohio, and somebody came up to me and said, "Where's that radio station?" And I said, "It's over there about 250 miles. And I said, we're from Butler County, Pennsylvania. He said, "Well, you're in Butler County, Ohio," and you confused me there for a minute.
You know, it's amazing the technology developments in time, but I remember that old WBUT transmitter, which to my knowledge, is still in the building over there because, I mean, that thing is almost as big as the building itself. And nowadays, you have these little standalones.
It was as big as three full-size stand-up freezers. I mean, if you took three full-size refrigerators and set them side by side, that's how big that transmitter was. And again, that was put in 1948. And you could still get tubes for it and everything. Yeah. And it worked. It worked all the time.
Yeah.
The challenge I had was when we were in the Christian Road, you just walked in the back room and flipped a switch to turn it on right in front of it. But when we moved out the tower out behind Clearview Mall, where you're still at today, I had to remote control that old beast.
Yeah.
So that from the studio, you could flip a switch and it would do something over there to turn it on. So the old days of radio.
Yeah. That had to be quite a challenge, though, taking over a new station and deciding that you wanted to move. I'm curious to know the background of why Center Township at that time. Did you live out there at that time, and that's why you chose that area?
No, actually, that was engineered prior to 78 when we bought the station, and a consulting engineer that does radio licensing out of Cleveland told the station, "Do you realize if you move from a Christian Road, which is south of Butler, to this point out north in Center Township, you can double your power?" Because being on McQuestion Road and being so close to KDKA on the dial, we weren't allowed any more than 250 watts.
Okay.
So by just moving that 3 miles or 4 miles, he said, you can go from 250 to 500 watts. And I loved that because WISR was always 250 watts, and I think they still are.
Mm-hmm.
So we did some, you know, rubbing it in on Butler County's most powerful radio station. Look at us. We got a brand new tower.
And there was a significant rivalry back then.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, they had their sales force.
Like, it would be like a competing, you know, newspaper.
Yeah, it was. It was funny.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of some other stories. Probably boring your audience to death.
Oh, no, I think they're digging it.
Yeah, there was many times when we would have heavy snowfalls and guys just couldn't get up over the South Main Street Hill and then up the hill to station off McQuestion Road. And I grew up in the North Hills or South Hills of Butler within walking distance.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned Fred Tack earlier. Old Fred and I would make a beeline through the woods and turn the station on the air. We wouldn't do any news. We'd just play all the hit music, you know.
Yeah.
And one real snowy morning, a guy by the name of Steve Smith, who was working at the station, he went on to be an announcer over at WKBN in Youngstown, was there for years and years, and then got tired of radio and became a chiropractor, believe it or not. But anyhow, Steve finally gets up there to the radio station, and Fred and I stand up and say, you know, go ahead and jump in. He said, no, you guys are having too much fun. I'm going back in the back room and make coffee. You know, so he let us on the air. So.
and the rest is history.
Well, yeah.
So.
But there was a guy that worked at the station. You know, I told you I learned how to run the equipment in 61, and then 62 I was out of the business and then came back in early 63. But his name was Lou Kirby. And he interviewed with the manager. The office was in the Willard Hotel downtown. Okay. Yeah, go on up there and go on the air, you know. No training or anything. So I'm listening to the station at home, and I could tell this guy was really, really struggling. I mean, he didn't even know how to run a control board, you know.
Yeah.
So I dashed through the woods, you know, and I introduced myself. I said I worked here part-time. And I helped him, you know what knobs were which and how to turn the transmitter off and everything. And fast forward about, and somebody that worked at the station, and I'll tell you who, Jim Lockheiser. Jim Lockheiser tells Lou Kirby, "You have absolutely no future in broadcasting. Get out of here." You know, so you know, Lou wasn't around very long.
Yeah.
And about a year and a half later, I think Lockie came up to me and said, remember Lou Kirby? And I said, oh, yeah, I remember what a disaster he was on the air. He says, you won't believe it. He is the number one disc jockey on WNOE in New Orleans.
Oh, my goodness.
And then after that, he went to the number one station in Cleveland, Ohio. And when he was on the air, he went by King Kirby.
King Kirby.
When you go home, Google King Kirby,
and see what
he was on Wixie in Cleveland,
okay.
And they have video of him, and I mean, he was terrific. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe he put himself in the oven or something. Hey, Patrick. I mean, he just was terrific. I wanted to hook up with him. He probably didn't remember that day that I saved his life.
Yeah. And then to be told you have to, maybe he was motivated, you know, Lockie might have inspired him, I don't know.
But anyhow, then another story. You have to do something here.
No, we're good. Go ahead.
Okay. Another story, for those people who listened to WISR a long time ago, there was a part-timer down there by the name of Sam Jones. And Sam's dad was the part manager for years and years over at Butler County Ford. So if you wanted a new radiator cap or something more serious, you'd go in to see Sam's dad. After Sam left Butler, he went out west. And he was good when he was on the air, had a nice deep voice and, you know, really sucked up to the mic and brought it down, you know.
Yeah.
And he left here and went out to Los Angeles and went to work for the Westinghouse station in Los Angeles, KFWB.
Wow.
And he was a newsman out there. And then in the 1960s, there was a new station that was born. It was called KHJ. And they had the new Drake Top 40 format. And Sam went over there and did news for them. Well, jump ahead. There was a guy I used to work with in Fort Wayne. His name was Bob Kay. And he was out in L.A. for a while. And Bob and I hooked up on Facebook a couple years ago. And he and Sam Jones shared an apartment together when they were in Los Angeles.
Oh,
okay. Bob Kay is now in Boston. His mother-in-law's up there and being cared for. And somehow, Sam Jones discovered that Bob Kay knows somebody from Butler that was in radio and ultimately owned WISR. So now Sam Jones and I have hooked up.
Oh, my goodness.
So that shows you how crazy this little circle is
of
everybody that works in this business.
Yeah,
but
amazing.
Sam loves dogs. He's into German Shepherds, and he is in some rescue group. But he's still out in L.A., and I poke fun at him every time. I tell him, I need to go down to Butler County Ford and get a new hubcap for my 55 Ford. I know Mr. Jones will take care of me down there.
Yeah. Some fun memories here this morning. Bob Brandon with us here, and we'll continue for another half hour. We're going to check in on the news headlines here and get an update from Tyler Friel as we continue to follow the weather, too. Boy, we've got a winter storm warning in effect. And speaking of Jim Lockheiser, he's coming in here tomorrow, so I'm going to have to bring up a couple names that you just brought up, too. But we'll continue our blast from the past with Bob Brandon coming up on The Breakfast Club. 8:32 right now.
Good morning, I'm Tyler Friel. The snow showers have now become steady all across Butler County this morning, apart the first of two rounds of winter weather we're expecting. Now, this particular round of weather could drop anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snow throughout the course of the morning. Things, though, should wrap up by about noon in terms of the snow. The next round of snow showers developing later on tonight. This one more of a complex system, according to the National Weather Service, as we could see it start out as snow showers and then develop as a wintry mix as we go later on. That could involve some freezing rain and some sleet as well. Overall, right now, the latest projections have Butler County ranging between 4 to 6 inches of snow total and about 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of ice. So, of course, we'll keep you up to date with the latest that you need to know about the winter weather all morning long here on the Butler Radio Network. PennDOT, though, is implementing travel restrictions later today for a number of highways in the area. They will be in place on the PA Turnpike, I-79, 279, and I-80, among others, starting at 6 o'clock this evening. Under these restrictions, tractors without trailers, RVs, commercial, and school buses will not be allowed on the highway. PennDOT officials also say they could add more restrictions if the weather worsens. Now to the latest about the coronavirus. VA officials touting the success of this past weekend's vaccine clinic. The walk-in vaccine clinic started Saturday at 7 a.m., which was an hour earlier than expected. By the time 11:30 rolled around, the VA had distributed all 700 doses of the Moderna vaccine. The Butler VA says they continue to schedule vaccine appointments for eligible and enrolled veterans 65 and older. The Butler Health System, though, continues to serve as the main distributor of the COVID-19 vaccine in the county. While officials say they can now administer up to 1,200 shots per day, Chief Medical Officer Dr. David Rodinghouse is hopeful production of the vaccine will escalate quickly.
I really trust and have a lot of faith that the feds and the state are coordinating as best they can. Again, they're just limited by supply, but I think we'll catch up quickly, and I think as more candidate vaccines come forward, and it would anticipate Johnson & Johnson getting approved, distribution will increase and access to vaccine will continue to increase.
So far, over 20,000 county residents have received at least one shot of a COVID-19 vaccine. There were 81 new cases of COVID-19 over the weekend for Butler County, along with two additional deaths. That now brings the death toll to 354. As of Friday morning, Butler Memorial Hospital was treating 10 patients for the coronavirus, with two COVID patients in the ICU. One person was seriously injured in a two-car crash that happened late last week in Clay Township. According to state police, an 84-year-old West Sunbury woman was attempting to turn from Euclid Road onto Route 8 North just after 1 p.m. Friday when she was hit by another car. Authorities say that a 69-year-old passenger in the second vehicle suffered serious injuries and was life-flighted to an area hospital for treatment. No other injuries were reported. PennDOT will be revealing plans for work on Route 228 in a virtual presentation tomorrow. The project involves the restoration and resurfacing of Route 228 from the roundabout at Saxonburg Boulevard to the intersection with Sarver Road in Buffalo and Clinton Township. A majority of work will be to widen the roadway. Other improvements will be made to drainage, signage, and markings. The project is set to start in the fall of 2023. I'm Tyler Friel. You can find more news, sports, and weather all the time on our website, Butler Radio. And on your Alexa-powered device.
CBS News Brief. A massive winter storm has the country in a deep freeze. CBS's Maria Villarreal is in Oklahoma City.
It is -6 degrees right now, but it feels like it is -25. And the conditions are not expected to get any better here in Oklahoma. In fact, right now they are predicting that temperatures will plummet to records not seen in more than 100 years.
Governors activated the National Guard. Experts say it's too soon to lift COVID mask mandates. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky tells CBS has faced the nation.
Now is the time to double down, still with 100,000 cases a day, still with over 2.5 times the cases we had over the summer.
Former President Trump's now been acquitted twice in the Senate on the possibility of criminal charges in the Capitol attack. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says it's not so easy.
You get to the legal issues and you have a big First Amendment defense in a criminal court.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Butler Health System is currently providing vaccinations for healthcare workers and those age 65 and older. They are currently only serving residents of Butler, Clarion, and Forest counties and current patients of the Butler Health System practice. To register, go to butlerhealthsystem.org for vaccination updates.
It is 8:37 in the morning, WBUT Breakfast Club. And again, we have a winter storm warning in effect. We do have some school information to pass along. Not a lot, though. The Butler area is doing a full snow day, so there will be no remote instruction today. Butler area is closed. Also, St. Wendelin's, they are closed, but they're going to do full remote instruction beginning at 9:50. And it is a closing and full remote day for Mars, Moniteau, and Seneca Valley school districts. And we have Butler Meals on Wheels not delivering today. Also, the Moniteau boys, varsity, and JV basketball against Slippery Rock is postponed until tomorrow. They'll play tomorrow at 6 and 7:30. So the JV at 6 and varsity at 7:30. We are anticipating having Butler basketball on the air here tonight, but with the closing, I would imagine they'll be rescheduling. We'll let you know on that if it is indeed rescheduled, and keep you up to date on that. So again, we're going to be dealing with some snowfall. They're still saying 4 to 7 inches of total snow accumulation, also ice accumulations of up to 0.2 inches. I did see in neighboring, for example, Indiana County, they could be seeing 0.5 inch of ice accumulation. So there's some concerns with that. But there's going to be about, in a sense, two parts of this particular storm, this morning and then later this afternoon, early evening. And then it really looks like it'll be out of here by this time tomorrow morning, so keep your fingers crossed with that. But we're going to stay in the 20s all day today, and we actually are seeing a single-digit low now Tuesday night into Wednesday, and then we could see another storm coming in maybe Wednesday afternoon, evening, and into Thursday. So we'll keep you up to date on that. But for now, 22 degrees out there. Bob Brandon visiting with me here this morning, blast from the past, and it's just been fun taking this way back in your experience of from the 50s on up when you first started here, and then taking over ownership and some of the promotions that that you had. And of course, I started here in 84, and I was very honored a while back when you dug out my original resume that I had first turned in to try to get a job here. And
well, I did that for Scott Briggs here recently, too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
But that was fun to see with no experience whatsoever, you know, what office machinery can you tell? Well, I can operate a typewriter. So.
Yeah, before we sign off here at 9, I want you to share some of your comments with me. Something I wanted to ask you. Did it take you long at all to get over the fact that you were on the radio and there was some nervousness or fear that went with it?
Tremendous amount. You had butterflies in your stomach, and I still have an original tape, reel to reel, and I have a small reel to reel player at home, but of me back in 1984. And I don't know how you hired me. It was atrocious sounding, sing-songy and no voice, you know.
You'd put 5 B's in Bob. This is cut.
And I remember the time, the house next door, and you rented that out.
Yeah.
And there was a gentleman there.
Mr. Brunner.
This was after the fact.
Oh, he worked for the VA.
Yeah.
The renter worked for the VA medical
school. Yeah, and I remember he had a small incident in his yard. And I was doing the nighttime at that point. And, everything was hands-on. I mean, nowadays we have a computer. We can, you know, pretty much push a button and walk away. But I remember at that time we had Mutual News on, and I think this was the 6 o'clock news or the 7 o'clock news. And I just happened to see out the back window something going on with the yard, and we were like a minute away from the news, and we had to go into Mutual News Live. And I remember the decision, you know, this gentleman needed help. Mm-hmm. And I was battling myself of, I've got to get this on. You know, do I go up, run out the door and help somebody, or do I get the news on at the top of the hour? Because I didn't want to get yelled at, you know.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah, there was a gentleman, he was a little bit crippled, and he walked with a limp.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had polio at one time. I bet you he's the one that got himself in trouble.
Yeah, it was exactly that.
Yeah.
But I was more worried about staying on the air, because, you know, that's what we did back then. You know, you had to make sure everything was, you know, right to the clock, and I remember that.
Does your sister and brother listen down in Florida?
They do.
They do. Hi, Linda. Hi, Jim. Hi, Dano.
Well, they're in Hilton Head.
Oh, Hilton
no.
Head.
Yeah,
okay.
Jim actually didn't go to Florida this year just because of COVID. They're all in Hilton Head. But no, they listen. They get up every morning. In fact, we did a little giveaway when we were kind of kicking off February. And trying to hype up the fact that we were going to bring, you know, have a blast from the past. And one of our first winners was a lovely lady named Lou Ann Lucas, who was listening in Florida.
Gee.
And she won at that time and said, I'll have somebody up here pick up my prize. How about that?
Well, I'll tell you, Bob, when I went to work for the Westinghouse station in Fort Wayne, they found out that I had done some announcing, and they needed somebody to fill in a couple of nights overnight. And even though it was a big station, 50,000 watts, WOWO, in the studio, you were there by yourself, and of course there was a guy out at the transmitter, which was like 15 miles out of town, and you had to answer your own phone. Yeah. And we did a promotion called the WOWO Penny Pitch. It was just before Christmas, and we'd raise money for a needy family, and I think sometimes we were up around $20,000. It was a big deal. 2 o'clock in the morning, the phone rings. I pick it up and answer it, and the guy says, hey, we're listening to you down here at a truck stop in somewhere in Florida, and we passed a hat, and we have a bunch of money that we want to send up there to Fort Wayne to help this family in your WOWO penny pitch. Can you give us an address, and then one of us will write a check? It blew me out of my... I mean, it wasn't online.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a signal from a transmitter in Indiana, you know, bumping its way over the mountains and picking up. So that was my 5 seconds of fame there.
And they were listening to you.
Let me tell you, I hope Kathy Steiner's listening. This Dave Ryan, his real name was Dave Rogoski, who got me into the business in 1961 by giving us that Friday night part-time job.
Yeah.
He dated Kathy's older sister. Kathy's maiden name is Buell, and Dave Rogoski Ryan dated Patty Buell, and she was a radio station hang-around. And when Dave would be on the air, you know, Patty would be up there picking records for him to play and this and that. And I remember the two of them dating. Tragically, Patty passed away, and then Dave died suddenly, so they're both gone. But if Kathy's listening, I remember her sister Patty being a hang-around at WBUT, especially in the summertime. You know, she'd be up there with her shorts on and blah, blah.
Yeah.
But anyhow, this Dave Ryan did something really interesting, and it really, for the first time, showed me the power of radio. This must have been like in either January or February of 1962. He was on the air on a Sunday afternoon. And he took a sound effects record of kids playing around a swimming pool. I mean, a big public swimming pool. You could hear people diving in the water and little radios playing, just like the old days at Butler Memorial Park. And every time a record would end, he would bring up that sound effects. And all afternoon, he said, we're broadcasting at poolside here on WBUT. Snow was flying outside. You know, it was, like I said, it was either January or February. Yeah. All afternoon, the phone was ringing off the hook. And it was really interesting how people would kind of ask, you know, where is he? Some people would just call and say, do you know a place where I can go swimming today? You know?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, but, I mean, the phone just rang off the hook. Power. That little gimmick that he did, playing the sound effect of swimming between each hit record in January or February 1961.
The power of
Dave Ryan, Dave Rogoski.
Oh, wow. Well, I know, you know, Pat Gallagher comes in and does Wednesdays here with us and plays some tunes of yesteryear. And I think we've been doing that for 20 years now. But he pulls in WSM out of Nashville and listens to it at night. And that's where he gets some of his ideas of some of the old classic stuff.
Well, there's something on TV last night from the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, they were doing a Grand Ole Opry anniversary special.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So. What else do we have? We have something else here that you were going to play promotion-wise. Number 6, I think it was.
Yeah, number 6. Oh, Superstore. Yeah, this is before we started Superstore. And we're advertising. It starts on Monday. This is when I had a radio voice. Just listen how well-tuned this voice is here.
Super store.
This Monday, it's the grand opening of Butler County's biggest store.
Superstore.
Listen this Monday at 9 a.m. to help cut the grand opening ribbon on BUT and LER's new center of shopping, the Superstore. It has everything you'll ever need, and you'll save by shopping at home. Superstore departments include everything in your imagination. The Superstore will also buy, sell, and trade. Remember, it starts Monday at 9 right here.
Superstore. Superstore.
How about that? I do have to say this. I always marveled at your promotion when you would create promos for things we were doing. I always thought they were amazing. You just had that knack of creating something that engaged the listener.
Well, that whole thing is still alive today. You know, the stations out of Pittsburgh, even the TV stations, brag about themselves all the time. You know, you watch TV, excellent reporting. You know, you know, really concise there. He did a great job. You know, they're complimenting each other, and then they promo the network programs. You know, tonight after the news at 11, we have Jimmy Fallon, and you know who his guests are going to be. So these promos were right at the beginning of all that, advertising yourself, you know. In fact, you know, the jingles that we played from 1959 basically do the same thing. This next one, Bob, is when we carried the Steelers in 1979, and they mentioned Myron Cope on this one here.
What cut is that one?
The one right after Superstore, number seven.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Jack Fleming, voice of the Pittsburgh Steelers. All of the world champions all season long right here beginning Monday night, September 3rd. The Pittsburgh Steelers Football Network is ready as the Steelers aim for their fourth Super Bowl championship. I'll be here to call all the action along with Myron Cope, and we hope you'll be with us for every exciting game. The Steelers open their 79th season Labor Day evening, September 3rd at New England, and we'll be on the air at 8:30. If you're watching on TV, we hope you'll keep the TV sound down and follow the Word's Eye view of the Pittsburgh Steelers with Fleming and Cope right here.
We're number one.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Gee whiz.
And I remember, you know, and we complain nowadays because Monday Night Football starts at 8:15. That's what back when it started at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Boy, wonder if they had the terrible towel yet.
Probably not at that time.
Yeah.
And you think, you know, everybody marvels at the fact that the Pittsburgh Steelers have only had three, you know, coaches in two eras, really, with Chuck Noll, Bill Cowher, and Mike Tomlin. Think about the broadcasters, Jack Fleming and Bill Hillgrove.
Yeah.
Forever. I mean, you're talking 40 years at least.
We were approached to carry Penn State football, which we did. And I forget who called from Penn State. And I said, yeah, you know, we'll do it on Saturday afternoon. We'll do it on the FM side. And he said, okay. He said, well, our charge is $50 a game. And I thought for a second, I said, you know, that's really interesting because – our charge is $50 a game, so we'll just trade that out. How's that sound? I was just as cheap back then as I am now. Okay, here's another one. This is this bicycle giveaway from 1979, and the little kid who won this, we were talking earlier, probably is pushing 50 years old now because this was so long ago. So it's cut number eight. Yeah.
BUT and LER Radio says congratulations to the winners in our first annual Spring Spokes Giveaway. Congratulations to 6-year-old Danny Urbis from Wexford, Pennsylvania.
You're kidding. That's terrific.
Danny picks up a $125 10-speed of his choice, as does John Henke, 8 years old from Evans City.
Oh, he'll love it.
Congratulations from Rapp's Bicycle Shop, our participating sponsors, and the people who bring you
BUT and LER.
Wow. I like that. Spring Spokes. That's very catchy.
Yeah, the guy's probably, 47 years old now?
Yeah.
What are they talking about me up in Butler for?
And great that you had the sound, too,
of
their reactions of the phone call.
Then we gave away $200 a month to pay people's heating bills. You remember that?
I remember that. Yeah.
Okay, here's Saxonburg. This is the next one, number nine. And this is when they Saxonburg celebrated their sesquicentennial, 150 years. This is just a very short one here.
BUT and LER salute Saxonburg in their sesquicentennial celebration. Beautiful Saxonburg, 1832, 1982.
That's almost as good as that napkin that I gave you. Let's go right into number. Do you remember Norman Sleet?
Yes.
Wrote the Air Supply song. Here I am.
Here I am.
Okay, we had Norman out at the studio on Sunset Drive one Saturday morning, and this was the little introduction that I made for Norman for his program.
BUT and LER Radio presents a Saturday salute to Sleet.
How about that? And he came in and we jawboned for about an hour and a half. And he was, well, you know what was really unusual? And I think I said this on the air. Number one, it takes a lot of talent to write a song that you can get a major group to record, okay, just getting to that first hurdle.
Sure.
And Air Supply was big back then. Yeah. I mean, they were just... And then, on top of that, it goes to number one, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
And I think when he was in town that weekend, Ron Fort was the mayor.
Okay.
And Ron gave him the key to the city. Wow. Yeah, yeah. Here's this picnic promotion, Bob. It's number 11. And I think on here we say that the Howards were the winner. I'm not sure. Let's see what it says here.
Do you remember when radio first became your friend?
Your friends at BUT and LER say congratulations to Dave and Joan Howard of 230 Ferguson Avenue in Butler. They're the winners of the 4th of July picnic giveaway. The Howards win a $200 Charm Glow gas grill and enough picnic food for 10 people. Have a fun time this summer and always take along BUT and LER because...
Radio is my friend.
How about that? Why don't you jump up to number 13? This will maybe be the last one. We were one of the first stations in the area to get a big satellite dish to pick up the network.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, they came in on a crappy-sounding telephone line, but we had the big dish off of Sunset Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to who was president when we did this.
Decisions in Washington are affecting everyone now more than ever. BUT and LER Radio keeps a pulse on what's happening in Washington with a direct satellite connection to the Mutual Network headquartered in Arlington. This Saturday during the noon hour and every Saturday for the complete 10-part series, BUT and LER presents the 5-minute talk of President Reagan to the nation.
But for the first time in the many recessions that have taken place over the recent years, we had a plan ready to go. The Congress had agreed...
That's immediately following our Saturday local news at noon. The Democratic reply follows our Sunday local news.
And to make it more difficult for some 2 million young Americans to attend college, we believe there has to be a better way.
BUT and LER Radio, WBUT in Butler, a leader in electronic news gathering, keeps you informed.
And Ronald Reagan.
How about that? And I remember back when Joyce Katt was our news director.
Yeah.
She got to sit down with a sitting president.
That was Ronald Reagan. Out of the clear blue sky, they just randomly selected a few stations here in big markets and little markets.
Mm-hmm.
And Joyce walks in to my office this one day. We were on Sunset Drive, so it was sometime around this point of time here. She says, look at this. And it's White House stationery signed by Ronald Reagan. You're invited to come to D.C. and have a one-on-one chat with me, Ronald Reagan. And she said, what should I do? What should I do? And I said, tell Dick you're going on a trip. I'll even put you up for the night. I'm cheap, but I'll put you up for the night. I'll buy you a nice dinner. So they went down to D.C. and she sat in this meeting with Ronald Reagan. It was unbelievable. Uh-huh. And you know what's funny is when I hired her, I said, you know, at some point in time, even though we're in Butler, Pennsylvania, you're going to meet some famous people because they come and go.
Mm-hmm.
She met Ronald Reagan, Jane Fonda, with all of her picketing.
Okay.
The veterans picketing outside of BC3 was here.
Wow.
Olivia de Havilland. She came to Butler once as part of the celebrity series at the YWCA. And Vincent Price came to Butler, and Joyce met them all.
Isn't that something?
So, hey, this has been terrific.
Bob, I'm so happy that you were able to participate and want to come in to do this. It's been great reflecting back and hearing some of these old jingles and old promotions.
Well, Lochheiser will remember those jingles.
Yeah.
Because he was a salesman at that time, and he'll remember those. Those are yours to keep, and I'll let you keep all the commercial tapes.
Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate this. This has been fun. And I have to thank you again for taking a shot at me in 1984 and allowing me to come on the radio. You know, you talked about being let in the door at McQuestion, and you let me in the door out in Center Township, and I'm forever indebted for that, because here we sit today. But it's been a blast.
Well, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but it was. Yeah. Kids have grown up. Where are your boys now?
Well, I've got the youngest, actually, is finishing his final 2 months in college.
He'll have
a degree, and he works for Bonus Agency out in Shakora. And the other one, he's been out of school. He's 25, and they're gone.
No interest in radio.
My youngest still works here.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah,
okay.
And my oldest did. He did some engineering up until he works at night now, so he can't do basketball games. But Jeffrey still does some work here.
Good.
In fact, he would have probably run the last Penguin game that was on the air.
Well, my daughters didn't get into it because, you know, they thought, I don't want to loaf like he does. I mean, he just sits around the house all day and watches TV, so they didn't get into business.
Little did they know what time of the day you start. And, you know, back in the days when you had to run to the city police station first to check the blotter, you know, now everything's sent over to you, so.
Crazy. Thanks, Bob.
Bob, thank you. Appreciate it. Bob Brandon visiting with us this morning as we continue our blast from the past. And we're going to continue. Jim Lochheiser is going to come in tomorrow. Another great voice of the past as well. Love visiting and hearing some of the old stories that came before me and some of the reflections back. And we're going to continue on. Pat Gallagher, of course, in on Wednesdays, because he's in on Wednesdays, and that's a tradition. But then Sam Meinhardt, former program director, is going to be in on Thursday. And then Bill Davis, also in fact, I think Bill was your program director when I got hired back in the 80s. And we're going to continue that. I think we've heard from Marianne McCandless, who was a news director, and some others. So we'll continue that. But first,
do any of them want to do the Superstore?
We'll continue to ask to see if we can get the Superstore covered for you, Pat.
Pat wants to go and watch TV just like I did.
That's right. Exactly. He wants to go loaf. Now, Pat is here, and he'll do the Superstore coming up in just a bit. WBUT Butler with a winter storm warning. We'll keep you up to date on that as we progress.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A historic winter storm is bringing snow and temperatures well below zero from west to east and making travel dicey. Kate Collins drove her big rig through Oklahoma City.
My biggest concern, I think, on the road was inexperienced drivers going very, very slowly on the freeway and then swerving a lot because they don't know where the lines are.
Several people were hospitalized after an 8-vehicle crash there. Planes are grounded at Houston's George Bush Airport because of ice on the runways. And it's minus 27. In Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
Long underwear, shirt, another shirt. Long underwear again, jacket, and another jacket.
For the first time in history, every county in Texas is under a winter storm warning. The race to vaccinate 80 is on in places like Hillsborough County, Florida. Commissioner Gwen Meyer says she's getting repeat customers.
It's really important that people understand that the second shot is the most critical in order for the first shot to work. So I'm very pleased that everyone returning to get their second shot.
New York opens vaccinations to people with pre-existing conditions today, like diabetes and obesity. The supply there has run low. Children are packing on pounds, learning from home.
This is what kids are missing these days, home in front of the computer instead of playing with friends at school. Pediatricians say it's leading to more snacking and less exercising, boredom, depression, and weight gain, up to 30 pounds in just a year. They're concerned that could lead to future problems like asthma and type 2 diabetes. Doctors advise parents to try to introduce more exercise and healthy eating habits. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
After he voted not to convict former President Trump, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell made it clear Mr. Trump could still face criminal charges in connection with the attack on the Capitol. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman weighs in.
What would happen here is very different than what happened in impeachment.
you do have a First Amendment defense. Whether or not it is successful is another matter.
Fallout for one of seven Republicans who voted with Democrats to convict Mr. Trump. The North Carolina GOP is expected to vote today to censure Senator Richard Burr. CBS's Vicki Barker says scientists have made a surprising discovery near the South Pole.
Found by accident by geologists trying to sink a borehole. Life in inky darkness clinging to a boulder beneath nearly 3,000 feet of Antarctic ice shelf.
These look like sponges to us, but we haven't actually got hold of any yet. We've only got video of them.
Naturalist Hugh Griffith says the creatures are more than 150 miles away from the nearest food source. They seem to survive eating drifting dead plankton.
Markets close this President's Day. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
Sometimes you just love driving, and sometimes you don't. Like when it's pouring outside. Like when the snow is swirling. That's when you need Michelin wiper blades. They hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road for better visibility. Get yours today on Amazon Prime.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com. Simple Green.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ski buffs and lift operators in Italy are disappointed over continued COVID restrictions.
Skiing was to have opened in the Italian Alps for lovers of the sport today, but Health Minister Roberto Speranza announced that amateur skiing would not be permitted at least until March 5th, much to the despair of ski resort owners. The Italian government abruptly delayed opening Italy's ski season because a coronavirus variant has been spreading in the country. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Venice.
Marilyn Monroe was right.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Even in a pandemic, one jeweler tells the New York Post sales are up 300% over the past 11 months, with clients from Manhattan to Atlanta and Southampton to Palm Beach inviting him in for house calls. The paper says one woman hosted a Van Cleef & Arpels jewelry show at her apartment. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Good morning, I'm Tyler Friel. The snow showers have now become steady all across Butler County this morning, apart the first of two rounds of winter weather we're expecting. Now, this particular round of weather could drop anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snow throughout the course of the morning. Things, though, should wrap up by about noon in terms of the snow. The next round of snow showers developing later on tonight. This one more of a complex system, according to the National Weather Service, as we could see it start out as snow showers and then develop as a wintry mix as we go later on. That could involve some freezing rain and some sleet as well. Overall, right now, the latest projections have Butler County ranging between 4 to 6 inches of snow total and about a tenth to two-tenths of an inch of ice. So, of course, we'll keep you up to date with the latest that you need to know about the winter weather all morning long here on the Butler Radio Network. PennDOT, though, is implementing travel restrictions later today for a number of highways in the area. They will be in place on the PA Turnpike, I-79, 279, and I-80, among others, starting at 6 o'clock this evening. Under these restrictions, tractors without trailers, RVs, commercial, and school buses will not be allowed on the highway. PennDOT officials also say they could add more restrictions if the weather worsens. Now to the latest about the coronavirus. VA officials touting the success of this past weekend's vaccine clinic. The walk-in vaccine clinic started Saturday at 7 a.m., which was an hour earlier than expected. By the time 11:30 rolled around, the VA had distributed all 700 doses of the Moderna vaccine. The Butler VA says they continue to schedule vaccine appointments for eligible and enrolled veterans 65 and older. The Butler Health System, though, continues to serve as the main distributor of the COVID-19 vaccine in the county. While officials say they can now administer up to 1,200 shots per day, Chief Medical Officer Dr. David Roddinghouse is hopeful production of the vaccine will escalate quickly.
I really trust and have a lot of faith that the feds and the state are coordinating as best they can. Again, they're just limited by supply, but I think we'll catch up quickly, and I think as more candidate vaccines come forward, and it would anticipate Johnson & Johnson getting approved, distribution will increase and access to vaccine will continue to increase.
So far, over 20,000 county residents have received at least one shot of a COVID-19 vaccine. There were 81 new cases of COVID-19 over the weekend for Butler County, along with two additional deaths. That now brings the death toll to 354. As of Friday morning, Butler Memorial Hospital was treating 10 patients for the coronavirus, with two COVID patients in the ICU. One person was seriously injured in a two-car crash that happened late last week in Clay Township. According to state police, an 84-year-old West Sunbury woman was attempting to turn from Euclid Road onto Route 8 North just after 1 p.m. Friday when she was hit by another car. Authorities say that a 69-year-old passenger in the second vehicle suffered serious injuries and was life-flighted to an area hospital for treatment. No other injuries were reported. PennDOT will be revealing plans for work on Route 228 in a virtual presentation tomorrow. The project involves the restoration and resurfacing of Route 228 from the roundabout at Saxonburg Boulevard to the intersection with Sarver Road in Buffalo and Clinton Township. A majority of work will be to widen the roadway. Other improvements will be made to drainage, signage, and markings. The project is set to start in the fall of 2023. I'm Tyler Friel. You can find more news, sports, and weather all the time on our website, Butler Radio.com, and on your Alexa-powered device.